Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers, here we are once more and again. The Lord has blessed us to come together again on another beautiful, lovely, gracious Tuesday, one that he has given us a day that will truly never be again. Another day. You know, I was looking today and I said, boy, you're getting closer and closer to another year. That's how you know you don't see your days no more. And you, you know, you really should want to thank God for allowing your years to keep rolling on. You know, I spoke yesterday. I've been so busy today, I haven't had the time to group it up like I really wanted to do it, to give it to you all. So I'm going to try to paraphrase a lot of this stuff and get it to you
right,
as quick
now,
as I can and get out the way here. I don't want to hold it so long. You know, upon yesterday, I made a statement to my sister and brother. Brother Tim was there. Brother Tim, you heard me. I asked him, to not be bamboozled. Don't allow yourself to be hoodwinked, misused, mm-hmm. and abused, mm-hmm. above all, misled by the wrong people teaching the undoctorated truth of the Lord Almighty.
Come on, man.
You want to know the truth. You got some that will tell you that there's contradicting in the Bible. And I like to ask the question. I like to ask my families a lot and friends to find me what I that's not doubted. Find me that's not cross. Find me one quotation mark out of order. And this thing was written over 2,000 years ago. Now, over 2,000 years ago, we have a tendency to believe in today's world that they wasn't as smart and as wise as they are now. Well, the Bible back to the Bible said that man will become wiser and weaker. And man has done that. Man has became so wise.
Amen.
Don't allow yourself to be hoodwinked. You understand what I'm saying? These people allow themselves to be hoodwinked. They don't. Some want they want to teach you that Jesus stayed in the ground 2.5 days, which would be contradicting to what the Word said 3 days. Some want to say he stayed 4 days. Some say he stayed 2 days. But the Bible says he stayed 3 days.
The Bible says.
And 3 nights.
Come on, man.
And see, I, like I said, I didn't get a chance. I probably do this next week. I didn't get a chance to group this thing like I wanted to. But, sister and brother, let me ask you something. In the old days, you didn't have electricity running like you do now.
Well,
you didn't have lights that you allowed to get up at any time of the night and flick it on and flick it off. You didn't have street lights.
All right, man.
You didn't have headlights on cars to guide you. I think it was in the 40s when they used to put flashlights in cars for headlights. you wasn't privileged enough to have lights. And with that being said, there's two things. There's day and there's night.
Due
to the fact that you didn't have street light, what time did the sun normally go down? Bertina, what time did the sun normally go down?
Normally around 6 o'clock, around 6 o'clock.
Okay. So now when the sun go down, what normally right after that start to take place on this earth? It starts to get dark.
Dark.
You are going into the night. See, we are so glad to have all this electricity and stuff. We count time in a 24-hour period. Time wasn't counted the way it's counted today. You understand what I'm saying? See, don't allow yourself to be good when you're believing that there's anything wrong in what thus saith the Lord. Time wasn't counted then.
Right now.
The way time was counted then, if you allow yourself to count time the way time was counted back then, you will count 3 days and 3 nights. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. We didn't have all that daylight saving times, D.
Even though it was there, that was a time that was two different times running. But man didn't get involved in it. Man had day and man had night. And night started coming around six.
That's right.
That was it. That was just it. 6, 7 o'clock, it was dark. That was nighttime. It does something to me when I hear my brothers tell other brothers a lie.
Come on.
I know they don't want to hear me talk today, but I want to ask you a question. How can you have a relationship with someone that you don't know?
All right, come on now.
How can you know him and do a person's will and their way if you don't know?
How do you get to know?
The Bible says man to read to show thyself. Man has got to read. The Bible has instructed man. He didn't just ask you to do it. He instructed you to read to show yourself approved. And then he went a little further with it. He said, a workman that need not be ashamed. I asked Monty last week to pull up a scripture for me where the Bible says that it was eligible for doctrine, reproof, and correction. Come on, Brody. What is you talking about? You going to correct the Bible? Oh, no, you're going to let the Bible correct you. Brody, you going to reprove? Oh, no, you're going to allow the Bible to reprove you. Brody, you going to doctor? No, you going to allow the Bible to doctor on you. You don't doctor on it. He says his word changed not.
Not.
No, come on.
So what gives you the right to change it?
Come on now.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
I really wish I had time today. It has really thrown me for a flip when I see how men sit around and feed garbage to my sister and brother because they don't know any better.
Jesus. Come on now.
Just don't know any better. You got to get yourself aligned up with the undoctored, uncut, unchanging truth. And the only way you're going to get that is get in line with Jesus the Christ. There's just no other way.
Come on now.
Can't do it no other way. The only way you're going to get in line with Jesus the Christ is read his word. Live by his word as close as you can to the letter. This is the only way you're going to do it. You're not going to be able to do it no other way. Sisters and brothers, you're just not going to be able to do it. I mean, it's just no, there's no in between. There's no misleading in God's word. There's no misguiding in God's word. Because his word is true. It behooves me how you can allow someone to tell you things and can't prove it. But anything that, bro, Tim, T, you all call her Sister Mary, bro D, bro Eric, anything we say to you, 66 books backs it up. Anything. I don't care what we said to you. There's nothing new under the sun. It backs it up.
Come on,
next
man.
Week, I'm going to try to show you better next week about the time to back up the 3 days he was in the grave. Oh, if you all can't wait on me, get your Bible and go to Matthew and see can't you track it down. It's in the book of Matthew. You will be able to see for yourself that he was truly in the ground 3 days and three nights. It can't be done no other way. It'll be a lie, and the truth can't tarry.
All right now.
I'm sorry. I didn't help you all too long.
Take your time.
But
the word.
It does something to me, T, when I see men lead other men astray. You
come
got to read
now.
This
come
word,
on,
sister
on,
brothers,
on.
For yourself. I promise you.
And
you
proud of
it,
D. Proud of it.
Yes, Lord. Thank
proud
you.
Proud of it.
Thank you.
Hallelujah,
see, bro, Tim. Look here, Sister Marion can shout. Brother Tim can say he's proud of it for one reason and one reason only. Because they know if you're ashamed to own me, down it before men.
Oh,
he told you what he would be.
Come on now.
He already instructed you that he's a jealous God. So if you're ashamed of him, he said, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father, which is in heaven.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And contrary to what man
come
believes.
Come on now.
Contrary to what man believes, no matter how you cut it, you gonna stand judgment one day, sister and brother. You must stand judgment one day. The Lamb's Book of Life is gonna be open one day before you, and they gonna ask you. Jesus gonna ask you a question.
Come on now.
What did you do? As Brother Steve Harvey said, from your birth date to your death date, what did you do with that dash in between? What did you do? In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
The only thing I can tell you, sister, brother, you got to try him sometimes for yourself. Stop letting man just tell you anything. Stop letting man lead you astray. Because at the end, you must stand judgment for yourself.
Amen.
Come on, bro. Can you open us up with a word of prayer? Can you give us a word of prayer? Prayer is truly needed. This word is in the name of Jesus.
We just come before you, Lord, saying thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour. We thank you for being our God, and we thank you for your word that you left on record, that when we stand before you, we'll stand before you without any excuse. Father God, we just ask that you will continue to cleanse us and open our hearts and our mind to receive your word. We thank you right now, Lord, for our speaker today. Bless her and keep her and strengthen her, anoint her and consecrate her heart, her soul, and her spirit, that she'll give the word, the unadulterated truth, all about you, Lord. And we just say thank you that somebody may get their life together. Somebody may be saved. Somebody recognize that they need to get their life together. We just say thank you right now, Lord. We bless you. We thank you for this show. And we thank you for Brother Dahl. We thank you for Brother D. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that there's power in your name. Bless us, Lord, and just consecrate us and let us just open our minds so that we can receive your word, because it says in your word that we need to renew our minds, you know, and we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. In your hands, Sister Marion, in your hands.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, Brother D, she was enjoying everything that she was saying. I tell you, it's the right thing. How can you call him your God and you don't even serve him?
In the name of
Jesus.
That's
the thing. How can you tell somebody about Jesus when you don't have no idea yourself who he is?
No relationship.
Glory
with.
Be to God.
Thank you.
I heard Brother D said you had to read that Bible and you have to study.
Yes.
And I'm going to add to it, you just got to pray.
He also said that,
Devo, you said so much. I'm sorry, it flew right out of my mind as soon as I said it. But I tell you, we got to know Jesus. We got to know who he is.
Have a relationship with him.
Praise I give honor to God, to his son, Jesus Christ, to each and every one here, Brother D, Brother Tim, Brother Dog. I do thank and I praise God for being here. I thank and I praise God for life, health, and strength. I thank and I praise God for his grace and his mercy, and I ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. Devo, and before I get started, you were saying on 2 Timothy 3:16-17,
it says,
scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine and reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
So now,
when you get to the point to feel like you don't have to study no more, you better check yourself. I don't care how long you've been here. I don't care how great you think you are.
Amen.
You still have to study the Word of God. And that's because the verses, you can read in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth today, and tomorrow God may give you an entirely different
outlook. Amen.
And that's why we have to constantly study. You can study one scripture every week, and God can give you something different on that scripture every time you go to it. So that's why we have to study to show ourselves approved. And not only do he give us something different, he also helps show us and help us to understand. So everything is in line with the word. So I think and I praise God for that opening from Brother D this afternoon. I tell you, he could have went on and on because it was sure enough getting good to me. And I just truly thank God for my nephew. I tell you, I love to hear him talk. And I love the fact that he understands the Word of God. He stays in the Bible. And when you say hello, he ready to talk the Bible with you. And I just thank and I praise God for that. Really, I thank God for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, We are going to come today. I didn't get around to getting to you in town today, Brother D. You've been very busy getting ready to leave tomorrow to go to Fort Leonard Wood. My grandbaby is graduating from basic training. So I've been kind of busy. It's going to be a little of a drive, but we're going to make it. We're going to go to see him. We're going to talk a little bit from 1 Kings, 3rd chapter. Mm-hmm. We're going to start at the first verse. And we're probably going to go to 15 if we make it that far. You know, if God say the same, we're going to go wherever God lead us.
1 Kings.
So we're 1 Kings, 3rd chapter. And we're going to just read on to the first through the fourth verse, but I really want to start at the fifth verse. But I'm kind of like Brother Tim. It's kind of good to back up so that people will know what you're trying to tell them.
Amen.
And I just thank God for that. I had picked up on this Sunday when I was in church. It's just funny while I'm listening at the preaching. Don't have nothing to do with what the preacher preaching about. God has shown me things, and I write it down so I can go back and get it. And I thank God for that. We're talking from 1 Kings, 3rd chapter, 1st through probably the 15th, if we make it that far. But I thank God for it. And this first chapter really, now I'm going to start at the third verse with that one. Let's just read till we get to verse 5. It says, and Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had made an end of building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed in high places because there were no houses built unto the name of the Lord until those days. And Solomon loved the Lord, walked in the steps of David his father. Only he sanctified and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place, 1,000 burnt offerings, and did Solomon offer upon the altar. And I just want you to know, the writers noted that Solomon loved God. It noted that David loved God. David brought Solomon up, teaching him about the Lord. So that's all Solomon really knew, because that's the way he was brought up, in the way of the Lord, which is the way we need to bring our children up now. But we seem to have been kind of separated ourselves from that, because it's so much that people say about God until it gets confusing.
Mm-hmm.
It gets confusing. And they don't know what way to go. But I thank and I praise God for when I read this, I said, Lord, I thank you. Verse 5 says, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. And when I looked at that, I said, praise God. See, God asked Solomon that because Solomon was walking upright before God.
Right.
He
was doing
the will of God. He had given God his life. He had given God his heart. And see, that's the most important thing, to give God your heart.
In the name
of Jesus. When God look on us and count us for righteousness as he did Solomon, then the things that I'm going to talk on in this Bible today, God will do it for you, that you
yes,
got
he will.
To
yes,
be
he will.
Right.
Yes, he will.
It's time to quote the Bible, but you got to live it.
Yes, he will.
God got to see your heart. You got to love him with your whole heart. Glory be to God.
Man, body, and soul.
And you want to see him move. Get yourself together. Read that Bible. Pray to be saved and sanctified. And give God your heart and, walk in the way that he wants you to go.
Yes.
Glory be to God. So now, we simply must go in the order that God have us to go, because the thing is, Brother D, Brother Tam, we're trying to make it to
come
the
on
kingdom.
Now. Trying to make it
and
in.
And you're not going to make it to the kingdom if you can run up right before God here on this earth.
Well,
you got to let God see you're not going to let nothing and nobody turn you around.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory be to God. Verse 6 says, and Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy.
Great mercy.
See, Solomon knows that God has shown mercy to David. Even with the things that God, that David did, that if you notice, it wasn't mentioned because God had forgiven David. And he said, when you repent of your sin and ask my forgiveness, he said, I will take your sins and throw them into the sea of forgiveness, never to remember them again. Glory be to God. So he said, thou hast showed mercy unto thy servant David. Now, mind you, this is in a dream that God was talking to Solomon. He said, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness. See, now Solomon acknowledging to God how he showed mercy to David because he walked before him in truth and righteousness. Said, and is uprightness and in uprightness of heart with thee. See, David was not trying to hide anything from God in his heart.
In truth.
See, we try to hide things from God. But see, God knows the heart. If you're trying to hide and trying to dip and dodge or so God can't see you, God can't bless you the way he would like to because your heart is not right. He don't have your heart. God wants our heart.
Yes, he does.
That's when we can truly, and I do mean truly, truly be blessed. When we give God our heart. He said, he walked up and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness. Thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now, this you day. Notice, David had many sons. But this was the son of the promise. This son was the son of Bathsheba, the son that he took from Uriah.
Uriah.
And God forgave him. He took
yes,
the
he
son.
Did.
The son died. But he gave because David straightened himself up. He began to walk up right before God. He began to show God how much he loved him. He began to let God direct his path. He didn't direct his own path, Brother D.
Amen.
He didn't
Amen.
Do nothing that was not approved
Amen.
By God. So when God gave David this son, the only child he had was Bathsheba. He gave David this child. This was the child that was meant to sit on the throne after David. So Solomon knew because he worked closely with his father. He learned of God. He was taught by God. He learned to give God his heart. He learned to walk upright before God. So he said, so Solomon said, I have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Glory be to God. Now see, David died when Solomon was very young. We don't seem to understand when God make a promise, he do not break it.
I go back. Amen.
He don't break it. He said, and now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. See, even us being grown today, we don't even have the mind to talk to God and say something like that to him. Solomon, even being a child, was meek and humble. He understood the position that God had put him in. He understood the commission that God had given him to build the church of God.
Come on now.
Now, 2 Kings 20:3 says, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. This is what Hezekiah said, and Hezekiah wept solely. See, now, when you are up righteous with God, look what God did for Hezekiah. He gave him 15 more years on this earth.
He
walked upright before God. He gave God his whole heart. Glory be to God. How can King Hezekiah, being a king, turn himself face to the wall? He wasn't concerned about his people. He was sick unto death, and he didn't call no man to take care of him. He talked to the Almighty God, the one who made him and the one who could take his life away. Glory be to God. And if you notice, like David, and like Solomon said about his father David, he said, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth. See, that's the first thing.
In truth.
Because our Bible tells us that a God says a liar will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Glory be to God. We've got to walk up right before him in truth and with a perfect heart.
Yes.
He said, and I have done that which is good in thy sight. Glory be to God. I have read the devil's sight. You first got to know. See, King Hezekiah knew God. Glory be to God. King Solomon knew God. As a young man, he knew God. And he knew he had to walk upright before God. Psalm 17:1-2 says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Glory be to God. He that walketh uprightly and watcheth righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. Glory be to God. Did you see what the psalmist said? The Lord who shall abide in thy tabernacle.
Glory be to God.
Hey, glory. Yes, who shall dwell in thy holy hill?
Yes,
he
that who can do it
uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in thy heart. Glory be to God. If you notice, he says, speaketh the truth in your heart. See, while you're speaking, even if your mouth not open, Brother D, God already hears you.
You already know. You already know. You know yourself.
So we got to be open in heart. We got to walk upright as much as we know how. We have got to be led by the Spirit of God.
Of God.
Glory
yes.
be to God. And see, all this can only happen if you know him.
Yes,
see,
know
if you
yourself,
don't know
yes.
him, Brother D, you can't walk up.
Captain Noah, can't do it.
Glory be to God.
Can't walk upright if you don't know him for yourself.
You can't walk
Come on.
Upright.
Come
you
on.
You don't have a righteous heart if you don't know Jesus.
Amen.
Well.
Glory be to God.
Make it plain.
We
want to
be
plain.
Righteous. We
yes,
say we
yes,
righteous,
so.
Brother Tim. That we want to do the things that we want to do. We want to serve idol gods.
Uh-huh.
We want to participate in the things of the world. But I hear God say, be ye holy, Brother D, Brother Tim.
Aye.
He said, be ye holy,
aye.
For I am holy.
Aye. Come
so
on.
If we want to walk upright for God, we got to be like him.
Amen.
We got to walk like him. Hey, glory. Amen. We got to talk like him. We got to try to think like him. We got to think holy. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And this is what it's going to take, Brother D. Hallelujah, for us to make it in. This is what it's going to take for us to dwell in that holy hill. Glory be to God. Verse 7 says, and now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And when I read that, I tell you, I felt like just breaking down crying. This coming from a child, and we are old people, grown people, can't break down and let God know, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. I need you to show me the way. Glory be to God.
My. In
the name of Jesus.
My God.
First Chronicles 29:1 said, furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon, my son, whom God has chosen, is yet young
chosen.
And tender.
Yes.
Chosen. See, people don't seem to understand the word chosen, Brother Tim. But when God chooses you, you don't bypass being taught. See, Jesus chose his disciples. But the disciples didn't jump up and be disciples overnight, Brother D.
Right.
They
right.
followed Jesus. Jesus taught them. He showed them things that they was going to encounter. They walked with Jesus for just about the whole 3 years he walked as a grown person on this earth. They walked and they were taught, they were rebuked by Jesus because he wanted them to be upright and righteous. He wanted them to walk upright before his Father, which is in heaven. Glory be to God. So the disciples was taught. Just like when you become a preacher or a minister or even one that gives the word of God, you got to be taught. Because we don't understand the Bible when we just trying to come up out of that world into out of sin, Brother D. So we got to read that word. We got to be taught.
Babes in Christ,
God,
yes.
I know, yes. So whom he say, whom he taught, whom he called, he justified. He taught
yeah, he did
disciples.
Say that.
He gave them the Holy Ghost. He saved them. He sanctified them. He gave them the Holy Ghost, and he justified them. And he chose them from the calling that they had to be justified by Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ. You see, we have to be justified. A lot of times you see preachers that call themselves. A lot of times you see preachers that know
easy
they're
now.
Not a preacher, but they
yeah.
let the pastor call them instead of saying, I'm not ready yet. I don't see
Amen.
What God
Amen.
Has called me yet.
Amen.
Pastor, teach me. Let me set up under you so that I can learn, but don't
learn.
Jump into something that you know you are not ready for.
You're talking
Romans,
good.
I mean, numbers,
talking good.
Numbers 27, 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
Let the Lord, the God of the spirit of
mm-hmm.
all flesh. Now understand what he's saying. Let the Lord, the God of the spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T-S, of all flesh. See, it's a lot
uh-huh.
of people walking this earth, but when we were born, it's the Spirit of God that put breath into our body. Set a man over the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
See, back then, they didn't just set anybody because they liked them. But
Amen.
You had
Amen.
To have the Spirit of God. Numbers 27:17 says, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord be as sheep which have no shepherd.
No shepherd. Amen.
Glory be to God. But let me reread that. That the congregation of the Lord be not as sheep which have
no sheep,
shepherd.
No shepherd.
So when you go in before the congregation of God, you should already have the Spirit of God dwelling in you. So that God can show you how to go out and how to come in. See, that is the question. That is the thing that Solomon said. He said, and I am but a child. I know
mm-hmm,
not
mm-hmm.
how to go out or
come in.
Mm-hmm. So we got to learn, Brother D,
mm-hmm.
Brother Tim.
Uh-huh.
We got to
come
let
on now.
God teach us
how
to go out
yes,
and how to come in. Because, see, when we do it of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
we make the mistake. We're going to stumble. We're going to fall. But we do it
come
in Christ Jesus. See, God is going to lead you. See, there's a Solomon
no,
says, let God lead you all the way from earth to glory. Hallelujah. And that's what we need to be trying to do right now.
Earth to
see,
glory.
We need God to lead us on this earth. And take us right on to glory.
From earth to glory. Come on now. Come
hey,
on now.
Glory.
From
see,
earth
we
to glory.
Need to humble ourselves.
Humble.
Yeah.
Humble is the
we
right.
know when we're not ready, Brother D. We know when
Amen.
We're not prepared, Brother D. We should pray
Amen.
For the teacher. Hallelujah. How to go out and how
Amen.
To come in. Though you don't want to go out telling false things to people that is not in the Bible. That's why no matter who preaches to you, you need to study that Bible to show yourself approved.
Truth. Yes, yes, yes.
Study that Bible to show that the pastor that's preaching to you is approved.
It is approved. Amen. Come on now. Tell it.
We need to study the word. Glory be to God. Because we don't know. Hallelujah, Jesus. We only know what God give us.
Amen.
And when it comes from self and not God, we might as well just bite our tongue and shut it up.
Shut up.
Because everything I say and I do, it has got to be approved by God. Hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Romans 27:18-21 says, and the Lord said unto Moses, and I was so glad that it directed me here, because, see, I want people to see how you can be blessed. Because you got a big house and a great car or rich friends.
A big bank account.
Not blessed and don't even know it.
A big bank
account. You're not blessed and don't even know it in the name of Jesus.
You're not blessed yet.
Don't
you're not blessed until you receive the Holy Ghost, because you're going to learn how to come, go out and how to come in. Numbers 27:18-21 says, and the Lord said unto Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom, now notice this what God says, a man in whom is the Spirit. Hey, lay a hand upon him.
Yes, sir.
A man, hey, in whom is the Spirit. See, God want to work with us, but he want to work with our spirit. How can we work with God when we won't accept the Holy Ghost? We won't even accept the Spirit of God. Said, and set him before Ezra the priest and before all the congregation and give him a charge in their sight. See, now, Joshua walks up right before God. Joshua was faithful to Moses. Joshua
was faithful to God.
And see, now, glory be to God, it's time for Moses to leave the church. Time was getting near. See, so God already had someone prepared to take over Moses' position.
Notice,
a man in whom whom is the Spirit. Hey, glory.
Hallelujah.
See, that's important. See, I hear preachers sometimes, they preach, bless their heart, and I don't feel no spirit. I like to feel what you're preaching about.
Well, he said, sir. Yes, ma'am.
And lay thine hand upon him and set him before Eleazar, the priest, and before all the congregation and give him a charge in their sight. See, God wanted Moses to do this so the congregation would be humble and would be accepting of Joshua. That he'll know that Joshua was sent by God. That they would know that Joshua was Moses' replacement. Because Moses' time was had come on the earth. He said, and thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him. See, people don't know that. You can take what's in you if a person is upright, and you can give them a sense of what you have. Glory be to God. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him. Look at this now. Some of Moses' honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. See, God set Joshua up in front of the congregation and had Moses to bless him so that the congregation would be obedient and would listen to Joshua.
Obedient.
And he shall stand before Eleazar, the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before the Lord. So he put he had Moses to put Joshua in front of the people so they can see that he is God's chosen. That at his word shall they go out, and at his word, and at Joshua's word, shall they come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And Moses did exactly as God had him to do. Glory be to God. You know, I thank God. I don't know why God gave me this, but I tell you, I know it's for somebody. It is for somebody. Verse 8 says, and thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people, and cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Now you look at what God did, this young boy that God set up as king over Israel, who did not know how to be a king or even how to deal with the people. But he was smart enough to pray. He was knowledgeable enough to pray to God, because he knew that God was the only way. Genesis 5 and 6 says, and this is what God said to Abraham. This is to let you know, this is to let you know how much God loved Abraham and how uprighteous he was before God. Let me go back one, Genesis 13 and 16. 13 and 16, now this is because Abraham gave God his heart. Abraham loved God. He walked upright before God. He was righteous in his heart, and he prayed to God with sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
In verse
mm-hmm.
16 says, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. This is what God said to our uprighteous father Abraham. So that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. So in other words, he's letting Abraham know, I'm going to bless you so your seed will not be numbered. Glory be to God. Then he said in 15, 5 and 6, he said again to Abraham, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto them, so shall thy seed be. And he believed Abraham. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness and glory. And see, when God speaks of Abraham believing in God, he believes from his heart.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
See, God don't look on the outer man. He looks on the heart, Brother D.
In the name of Jesus.
He don't look on the outer man.
Yes, yes.
See, God deals with the heart. God don't deal with how you look. It's the heart. Then he said, okay, and thy servant is in the midst of the people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. See now, all these seeds that God gave Father Abraham, young King Solomon, was the king over these people.
Yes,
then Solomon said, and I'm going to hurry up because we're getting close to our time, but Solomon said,
come on now.
Give therefore thy servant an understanding. An understanding heart to judge thy
people.
Now, how many of us ask God to give us an understanding heart?
Understanding.
Glory. When we ask for understanding, we think it is from the brain, from the mind.
Amen.
Give us an understanding heart to judge our people.
Yes, sir.
That I may discern. You hear, I always say, pray for the gift of discernment, so that I may discern between good and evil.
And evil.
For
come
who
on now.
Is able to judge this so great a people? See, this young fellow was humble. King Solomon was humble. He knew he didn't have what it takes to meet God's people. So he asked God to give him.
Give him an
understanding.
Standing.
Give him an understanding heart to judge his people.
Yes.
And the speech pleased God. And Solomon, pleased God that Solomon asked him this. And God said unto him, because I have not asked, thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life.
Yes, yes.
Neither has asked riches for thyself, nor has thou asked the life of thine enemies, but has asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Glory be to God. See, when we pray, we want to ask for money. We don't want to ask God kill my enemy because he done hurt my feelings. We don't pray against man that way. Hey, glory.
Amen.
We pray for blessing. We pray for understanding how to deal with it. Said, behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so there was none like thee before thee, so neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. He said, I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor. So that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. Now look at this. See, God loves Solomon.
Yeah, God loves David. Blessed him.
And he loved the fact that they was walking upright before him. He said, and then God told him, fishing to get rid of clothes. But then he told him, said, and if thou will walk in my way, to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk, then I will listen thy days. Look at, oh, my God. Look at the type
of
God that we serve. And all
Jesus.
He requires about is to walk upright before him,
just
to be righteous, to love him with our whole heart, to be righteous in our heart. When we talk to God, let it come from the heart, not from the mouth.
Walk upright.
And see, God gave Solomon so much wisdom that when the two women went to God, one child was living and the other child was dead because she had laid on him over in the night while she was asleep. And when they went to King Solomon for judgment, or whose child it was, both of them were saying, it's my child. Solomon listening, and now look at the wisdom that God gave Solomon.
Come on.
Someone, and he said, bring me my sword. Glory be to God. He said, take cut him in half, and give one a half and the other half.
And the other half.
With the
real mother.
Said, don't kill him. Don't take it.
Let
and
let
the other one said, whom the child was not, said, go ahead, cut him in half.
Yes.
Glory be to God. So Solomon said, give it to the one who wanted the baby to live. That's his true mother.
Yes, his
mother. Look at the wisdom that God gave Solomon. Solomon had so much wisdom, he could talk to the elements. He could talk to the fish. He had much wisdom that even the queen of Sheba came to see him so she could hear to see this wisdom for herself, so she could hear the wisdom of Solomon.
We serve such a great and powerful, living God. Yes.
Why don't we want to walk up right before him? Why don't you, when we want to enjoy the goodness of this land? God will give you anything that you ask him for.
He says,
and then you wonder why you don't get it, because your heart is not right before him.
Yes.
God goes straight to the heart, Brother D.
Yes,
he don't look at you, how handsome you may be. He don't look at how ugly you may be, because the heart is meant to be beautiful. He looks at the heart. He made us all, Brother Tim. And when he looked at back on his handiwork, he said it was good. Everything he made was good. Even man, before Adam and Eve sinned, before Adam sinned, even man was good. It was not God. God did not mean for any of us to be lost. He still doesn't mean for any of us to be lost. He wants us to be upright and righteous in heart before him. Be like Father Abraham. And Father Abraham was so righteous, God was looking at his heart.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
So he said the at the sand of the sea. Look at God. Hey, glory. Look at what he did for Solomon. Look at what he did for Solomon. He gave him wisdom and understanding heart. See, and that caught my attention, an understanding heart. That's what we need to pray for, an understanding heart. He gave him riches and honor. And he said, if you continue to walk up right before me as your father David did, he said, then I will lessen your days on this earth. Glory to God. We serve a mighty and almighty God.
Mighty God.
Hey, we serve a God that can't nothing on this earth touch. In his blessing. Hallelujah.
So he'll bless you going and you coming. Yes,
oh, my God, my God, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He'll bless our going in. He'll bless our coming out. But we got to be righteous in our hearts. I say to you, brother, sister, I love you. Let it come from your heart. Because while you talking, God looking at your heart, and that heart And I just thank God for this day. Oh, my God, my God. I just thank God for this day, and I thank God for Brother D, who allowed me to help him out. And it's just a blessing to me. It's just a blessing, Brother D, and I thank God for you daily.
Glory
be to God. Not because you're my nephew, but because you're trying to walk up right before God. You're trying to do the will of God.
The will of God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank God
for Brother Tim, Brother Doug. I just thank God for everybody that's hearing at the side of my voice. And in my closing, I'm going to say to you, walk upright. Pray. Get on your knees and pray with your whole heart, not with just your mouth. That God will bless you to walk upright, be righteous before him. That God will give you an understanding heart. That God will give you a righteous heart.
Yes, he will.
If we want to see the blessing that we know that God can give, Brother D, we got to get ourselves righteous.
Yes,
righteous. Glory to your God. He will bless us in everything that we put our hand to do. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for this day, and I ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. In your hand, Brother D.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like my brother Eric now. In my young days of coming up, I'm just a young man. When the word go forth like that, there was nothing left to give but the benediction. Your heart should be on fire. Your soul should be jumping for joy right now to hear the word, the true, uncut, unadulterate word of God. You know, she didn't stay long. She touched over in Hezekiah. And I love the way she did it, because the Bible says in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
See, when we get sick, sister, we want to run to the doctor. We want to get some Tylenol, some Excedrin, and try to heal him. But the Bible says sick unto death. She went on to show you what an almighty God we serve. He didn't just bless David, he blessed his son. The Bible says, and the prophet, you know what I'm saying? The prophet said unto him, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Now, a lot of them think when you say that, that they're talking about that $100,000, that $400,000 home, or that $500,000 home that they got. But that ain't what you're talking about, sister and brother. Oh, that's not the home. That home can deteriorate away. He says, set thine house in order.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
For thou shalt not live but die. It says, then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. And if you read that, he didn't already gave the word, but if you read that, you'll see where the Lord gave him something in it. Did he give him something for Tim?
Yes, he did.
He's not fit to give him something,
yes, Lord.
He prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord saw fit to give him something.
Yes.
Name of Jesus.
That's how it's hard. Are we
trying to get you to see, sisters and brothers, that just like he blessed David, just like he blessed David's child, just like he blessed Hezekiah, he's still in the blessing business for you.
Still in the blessing business. Hallelujah.
He's still.
Brother D and Sister Marion, I heard what you said today. And I was so excited that I wanted to say it, but I just held on. And I just wanted to say this. I like what you said, that everybody on this phone that's looking to see God and looking for God is chosen. But we got to make sure that we're being taught. And this is a heart thing. I heard you keep saying obedience and the heart. And I keep saying, he said, we have to confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. And I keep hearing you saying, be obedient. That we have to study to show ourselves approved. And if you do what you're supposed to do in righteousness, then God will bless you even with longer life. And heard all those things. You know what? I found out by listening to the word, not saying them, but listening and reading the word.
Yeah.
There's a blessing, Brother D, to serve the Lord. You know, and I heard Brother Dog playing the songs and stuff, that it talks about that we are blessed if we serve the Lord, and that it's going to work out. It's going to pay off after a while. Well, I just say thank you, Sister Marion, for a good word today through God, letting God use you, because I don't know who else heard it, but I heard some things. If we're obedient and we love the Lord and we seek him, I found out that there's blessings in it, and that we're not saying he's a Santa Claus guy, but we're saying that he's a loving and kind God. And if you do what
right
he says, you study to see him, you know his will. Thank you, Sister Marion. I love it. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And I thank God for you. And I thank you for allowing God to use you. Continue to keep up the good work. It'll pay off after a while.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bertin, we got to get out of here. We overstayed our welcome. And I tell you guys all the time, I don't want you to be glad to see us come. And we don't want you to be glad to see us leave. But Brother Tim just said something, and I have to. See, I told you all from the beginning, the 66 backs up whatever we say. Brother Tim says he'll bless you. And look what the Lord said. Look what he says. It says, the Lord their God of David their father, I have heard their prayer. I have seen their tears. He says, behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee in this city, out of the hand. Look at all we try to tell you in words. The Bible. If you can't back up what you tell it, man, with the Word of God, don't tell it. Don't say it.
Don't tell it.
The word should back up what you say. Everything he taught today, the word backed it up. Everything Brother Tim just said, the word backed it up. Brother Heather kind of prayed. The Lord, Bible says he heard his prayer. And he
answered
his prayer. He didn't answer his prayers.
Prayer hearing God.
Oh, no. He answered his prayers because he did the work of our Father. We gotta get out of here. I'm over time right now, but I have to. The Lord won't let me do it another way. My brother just hit the one button, and I just have to acknowledge when you love, like the Lord said, love. You just can't. I have to acknowledge my brother. I mean, I can give him but a minute, but I want to hear him just at least say amen. Bro, Aaron,
I'm here. I'm here, man. We got a lot of weather.
Amen.
It's really, really bad over here. A big tornado over here in Texas, right? So I'm kind of moving around a little bit. But I'm hearing you, brothers. I hear the love of God, because your concern of the heart. Thank you, Sister Mary, for the word of God. You know, we're constantly praying that God's will be done. But I want you guys to keep us in prayer this way. Got a pretty good thunderstorm coming this way. They got a tornado supposed to be hitting down this area, right? But we know God is able, amen? I thank God for the message, because I believe in transition. I believe God, that when he moved that day, Sister Mary, Reverend, and Brother Tim, when he moved that day, he knew the day was for he mastered. He knew.
He
knew every one of our expiration days. I don't care how much we look at it backwards and forwards. He knows. Nothing come to him that he don't know.
That's
I'm just glad he's
nothing.
So merciful. I'm glad that he's making a way for some of us to know that we don't have much time on this side no more. So we need to be getting prepared, because we don't know the hour or the time. So we got to make sure that we got our record straight. Brother D, you told me something a long time ago. What's up with the dads? You know, what you doing with that dads? You know,
what you do with that?
You know, a lot of folks trying to work on the ending, you know, but there's something that dads can disrupt that ending. So we try to say, know the Lord. Know the Lord. I thank Brother Willard the other day, right? Brother Willard did something real good yesterday. I was telling him this morning. He orchestrated something yesterday. And I know y'all know it, and I know it. He have changed, man, a lot.
Amen.
He's trying to resist evil. You know what I'm talking about? I know he's around me. I know it's all around him. But he's trying to resist evil, because he knows that he got more time behind him. And he do got performance. No man knows the hour or the time. I know we try our best to convey God's word. But the only thing we can do is get before the Lord and say, Lord, have mercy. You know what I'm talking about? Because it ain't going to be all the things we do in the body get in. No one can get in just on works alone. It would have to be the blood. Nothing but the blood is going to get us in there. And I'm glad we all watched. I thank you, brother, for the opportunity. And you know what, thank you, I say, and I really believe it from my heart, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. Hey, man, we thank Brother Eric for touching bases, touching and agreeing with us. But, sister and brother, we're going to get out of here. We done overstayed our time. We love you. I'm like Brayer now. We love you. We truly appreciate you all giving us the time to minister to you. They hope and praying that something Sister Marion said, or Brother D said, or Brother Tim said, or Brother Eric said, that will touch your heart and treat your mind to want to get to know the Lord for yourself and to partner your sin.
Yeah.
As Brother Tim said, it'll be the greatest decision you ever made. Next voice you hear will be Brother Dog himself. Amen. Come on, Brother Dog.
All right. Appreciate it, Brother D, and I appreciate you. I appreciate it, Brother D, and appreciate Reverend Brian, to come on and Tim House. But Brother D and Tim House, I got some bad news for y'all, and I'm mad with y'all. Y'all worked my sister overtime today. If y'all didn't catch it earlier, Sister Mary said she got to make a long trip tomorrow. So y'all should have been letting Sister Mary and rest today instead of preaching her to death. And for all y'all that don't know, Sister Mary already told me she don't know, she will not be on tomorrow. She will not be on tomorrow. But with that being said, Sister Mary, you got one of your faithful listeners on in 1 hour. I'm going to call her a project child, Lil Emily. She's back in the hospital again for observation. And Sister Marion, if you don't mind, since you won't be on tomorrow, could you pray Sister Emily get some help and just find out what the doctor's going to do for her so she won't have to keep going back and they don't know what's going on with her. So Sister Marion, at this time, Brother Dean, Brother Tim, and Reverend Brian, y'all be quiet. Sister Marion, would you do something? Pray Sister Emily in here for me. Come on in there, Sister Marion.
Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, we lift Sister Emily up before you, Father God. Father God, we know you made and you know all about it, Father God. Father God, we just touch her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Father God, look upon her body, Father God. The doctors may not know, but I know you know all things. Father God, we ask you to bless her, to be your will. Father God, we ask you to touch and heal her. Right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, if the doctors don't know what's wrong, Father God, give them that wisdom, knowledge, understanding that they need, that they can help her, that they can cure her. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, we know without a shadow of a doubt, Father God, you can do it, and we know you will do it, Father God. Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for you setting your word by your stripes. We are healed. Father God, I believe right now in the name of your son, Jesus, that you will heal Sister Emily, Father God. Father God, she's been so faithful, trying to turn her life around, Father God. Father God, we know you're a merciful God. Father God, and we thank you for it, God. Father God, we ask you to touch right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, and we'll praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we praise you for the healing right now in Jesus' name. I believe it. I believe your word, Father God, and it is done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you,
Jesus. All right, Sister Mary, it's on you, Sister Mary. It's on you, Sister Mary. Come on.
And at this time, praise God, at this time, I just want to say we will not be having service on tomorrow night. I've got to go to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. We're driving. We'll be there for a couple of days. But tomorrow, I'll be in the car driving at 5 o'clock. So we will be, however, next Wednesday, same time, same station, we will be with you, praise God, and we ask you all to be there. Be there come expected. Glory be to God.
Amen.
And I thank God. And y'all just pray. My strength in the Lord. Pray to God. Keep us covered in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah in Jesus' name.
As all right. I appreciate it. Amen. And somebody tell Tim House if he can hear something. He keep coming to open his mic. His mic ain't never been closed. But right now, it's my show right now. We're overtime. This is my show right now. And I want to tell Reverend Brian, are you still out there? Reverend Brian, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm
Reverend
still here.
I want you, if
here.
You don't mind, I don't need a Brother D. I don't need a Brother D prayer. I don't need a Tim House prayer. Would you give me a short prayer for traveling mercies for Sister Mary and on her trip and everything tomorrow? Will you give me a short prayer for Sister Mary and her trip tomorrow, please?
Yes, in the name of Jesus. We come to you right now thanking you, Father God, for your strength, thanking you for your peace, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to cover our sister as she travels these highways and byways, Lord, that she get there safely, Lord, that you cover her and everyone that travel with her down that highways and byways. And whatever assignment that you give them, Lord, let your peace be there, let your love be there, and cover always with your grace, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And my brother Tim, said, oh, his mic. I'm going to give Brother Tim his time to say whatever he got to say. Because, you know, if we can stretch it out for the drama, we can stretch it out for the Lord. But before we do that, I need another request. I don't care which one of y'all do it. Brother D, is still your platform today. It's Tuesday, still your platform. But I need another prayer again for the McKenzie family. The McKenzie family lost their mother this past weekend. That is a huge family, and it's a huge family that's in the racing world, too, because when they're at the track, they feed everybody. They race, and they fellowship with everybody. Mm-hmm. Those are a good God-fearing family. So, again, if you could, regardless, I don't know which one of y'all want to do it, Brother D, but would you do another prayer for the McKenzie family, a.k.a. the Gargantua team, if you don't know who that is. That's the Gargantua guys and Larry McKenzie up there in North Carolina. They're from North Carolina. And would you do a prayer for the McKenzie family, if you don't mind? God bless
you. Amen, amen, amen. Brother Dog just says no, that we know him as Gargantuan. I've seen his car and seen him in action, and we know he will race anybody. I heard Brother Dog speak on him last night. I've seen him a few times. But at this time, we understand that the family is suffering because those death angels have reared his head. And I said last night, I say to him again, it's not a cliche when we say that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. God is a healer. I want not yes, only Brother Gargantua, but we want to tell the family to keep your head up. Keep looking up. Yes. Keep your hand in God's hand. If you don't have a hold to God's hand before, grab hold now. How do I grab hold to a hand I can't see? It's all done through prayer and supplication. Ask the Lord to come in and sup with you right now. Ask the Lord to touch you and your family right now. And I can promise you this, brother, before I bring Brother Tim, I heard him say he couldn't get his mic open. We got his mic open. Now we're going to let him pray for you. But I can promise you this before Brother Tim pray. God has never lost the fight. Come on, Brother Tim, if you will.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come by, Lord, to stop by just to say that we thank you for the love that you have shown this family, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you will put your loving arms around them in the time that they have, in this bereaved time that they're going through right now, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that you would comfort them. Just like you said you would in your word and your spirit, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're just so grateful and thankful for the time that you allow their loved one to be with them. Now, Lord God, in this healing time, we just ask that you would touch each and every one of the family members with the fingertip of love. Touch them, Lord God, like they've never been touched before. Let them know that you're God and that nothing catches you by surprise and that nothing is too hard for you. Lord God, we just ask that you would strengthen each and every one of them to let them know that they can comfort each other in a time like this. Lord God, we just say thank you as we have and have been with them as a family, Lord God, and that we would all continue to show them love and help comfort them and let them know that you are God and God all by yourself and that you are prayer hearing and prayer answering God. We love you, Lord God, and we thank you. Continue to watch over the family as they go through and let them know that you're still there with them and that you're still in the blessing business. We love you, Lord, because you first loved to touch the family, Lord, and just continue to bless them and let them know that you love them. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Brother Dog, Brother D.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I appreciate that, Tim. But I thought you wanted to say something, Tim. You wanted to know your mic was open. Your mic has been over all the while, Tim. Your mic ain't been closed, Tim.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to interrupt, Brother Dahl. That's what I wanted to do is pray for Sister Marion to have a safe trip there and back. And that's what Brother Eric just took care of. So that's all I really wanted to make sure that we sent up some some timber for her and let her know that we love her and that we think about her and her safety and we just love her and we appreciate every little thing that she does. And we just ask God to continue to put his loving arms around her and protect her from seen and unseen dangers, and that we just bring her back and that she can continue to strengthen teach us about God's word. And we thank you in Jesus' name. That's all I wanted, though.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brother Eric.
Brother Eric fell off. He was in that storm. We might want to pray for him, too. Brother D, you got anything else you want to say? Sister Mary, y'all got anything else you want to say before we close this out? Y'all got anything else you want to say?
Amen. I just, for those that came in. Mm-hmm. Amen. And brother, me, myself,
ahead,
dog, myself, for those that came in and sat with us today, we want to tell you we appreciate you. We love you. And as always, we're looking forward to seeing you next Tuesday. And just know that no matter how much love we show, God loves you the most. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Sister Mary, you got anything, Sister Mary?
Praise God. Next Tuesday and next Wednesday, praise God. I thank Brother Eric for that prayer, Brother Tim. I thank you for the mind that you had to pray for me. I just thank God for all of you. Thank God, Brother Dog, truly. Brother Dog, there's just no words for you for how sweet and how gracious you are. And it's such a blessing. You have been a blessing to me, and I'm sure to everybody that's been dealing with you. I just thank God for you, and I always keep you in prayer. Pray my strength
Amen.
In the Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Growing up as a child in my mother's care.
All right.
My mother told me he would always be there for my. Now I'm a grown man living on my own. I can truly say Jesus, he ain't never left me. Joan, Jesus would always be there for mine. Now I'm a grown man living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometimes I lift my hand and say, Jesus, he ain't never. Can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending on you. Tell us, let's go and drive this thing. Can't sing it, Lord, but let's just tell it. I'm depending. When my money gets funny,
Amen. Amen. He said, I'm depending on you. That's Jesus and the Lord. And I was on the morning show this morning, and I brought them a saying this morning, and I'm just going to let y'all hear it, and y'all need to carry this with y'all in y'all day. It's a blessing. And it was, you'll never know that God is all you need until God is all you've got. Let me say that again for all you people in the back that might not understood that. It says, you'll never know that God is all you need until God is all you've got. With that being said, that's going to conclude our ceremonies for today. Wish Sister Mary a safe and adventurous trip. Hope everything worked out for her, and then congratulations on her family for the, you know, for the service. Thanks for the service. And also, we want to thank Brother D and Brother House and Reverend Brown and all of them for the word today. So that being said, guys, y'all take it the way it goes and take it with you, and let the God be in your heart. With that, I appreciate it. Sister Mary, get on out of here, Sister Mary. Love you. Get out of here, Sister Mary. So, get Sister Mary out of here just in case somebody come on. So, all right, a wheelchair has been standing by waiting. Sister Mary, I still see you. You ain't gone yet, Sister Mary. I still see you. Get out of here. Wheelchair, come on in here. Don't you cuss, because Sister Mary's still on there. She might get her ears burnt. Don't you start cussing. Come on in here, Chair.
All right, dog. We got a upcoming events. Phoenix City Dragway. April the 15th through the 16th. You got Easter Grudge Fest at MGMP. That's Tarnell. You got Mother's Mary Birthday Bash, Q Boogie Production. That's at Orangeburg. The Rise of Greatness at MRI. Presented by Brad and DK Racing. Carolina Nitrous National at Shadyside. And then April the 21st through the 23rd at Steele, Alabama, you got Radio Outlaw Series, the X Production, and you got Lock In or Lay Down in LaGrange, the Swine Flu Racing. April the 28th through the 30th. One place I'm going to be at, Tennessee Madness, Bobby Cole Race. I think that's the thing for everybody going to meet up at and everybody going to war. On May the 7th, you got Mayhem at the Zoo, MGMP. May the 21st, Steele, Alabama, Tarnell and Dwayne Bearden. They got Get It How You Live. And they also got King of the Street at MGMP. On May the 27th, you got Mike Hill and Darlington, Night of Fire. And then June the 10th through the 11th, No Medication, Orangeburg, the Jamie Triggerman Race. And June the 17th through the 18th, Ring of Fire 5 at MGMP. That's Miles and Chevrolet Race. All right, Willie, back to you.
All right, well, we ain't worried about no races in no time soon, because now it's getting down to the countdown time. So
get ready, because it's going down. April 28th through April 30th at the Memphis International Raceway. It's Tennessee Madness. Tennessee Madness. Bobby Cole is about to put on for the city with big payouts in several categories. Starting on Thursday with Test and Tune. On Friday, April 29th, it's King of the Hill. $1,500 pot. Free entry for daily driver. On Saturday, it's King of the Hill. 5-inch shootout with $4,000 on top of the pot. Also on Saturday, it's King of the Hill. 484 shootout with $2,000 on top of the pot. Also on Saturday, it's King of the Hill. Freestyle shootout with $1,500 on top of the pot. And it's all day grudge racing. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, April 28th through April 30th at the Memphis International Raceway. Come see some of the fastest cars in the world. Run what you brung. It's Tennessee Madness 2022. For info, contact Bobby Cole at 901-299-9504. The track is already
Oh, yeah. What's up, kid? All right, guys, tonight we got open mic, man. Tonight we got open mic, man. We auditioning for a new host, man. I'm getting tired of doing these shows, man. I'm getting burnt out. I need some help, man. So we auditioning. Tonight is open mic for somebody who want to take over one of these shows, man. I run the boat for you, but man, I'm getting tired of these shows. So come on in here, kid. You and I'm mad with Ricky Stanbrough. Kid, I'm glad I fired Ricky. He went on the chemo on them show and ain't been back on here since. So I hope you're doing all right, but you know.
Yep.
And we want to send out a belated birthday to his daughter, Ava. She turned 14 yesterday. And we didn't get around to saying it. So, yeah, we want to send out a belated birthday to her kid. But go ahead, kid. What you got going on, brother? You seem like you're ready to say something, kid. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. I was just wondering, they're going to have some 484 shootouts at the mother races wheelchair we're talking about, right?
Well, they do, and they don't. Well, what you going to say, kid? You sound like you got something else to say behind a kid, so you ain't going to trap me in the sand then, kid.
No. I was just wondering, you know, just in case I might want to make a trip.
Them 484s. Them 484s. Well, we don't care about the trip, but right now I'm excited to see this thing coming up for Memphis by the Cold Race. Right there, Long as Shawty beat Tate. Even though Tate might beat me and take my money, if Shawty just beat Tate, I'll be all right. Cause see, I have wit on my side to get Tate off me. But if Tate mess around and beat me and wit, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I might not have no show for a month.
Right, cause his tricks are gonna be bad acting now.
Yeah, kid, bad acting ain't the word for it, man. Bad acting ain't the word for it, brother. Yeah, what else we got going on? Y'all need to wonder about that. We got open mic tonight, man. We need help tonight. I ain't begging for no help, but I'm saying I'm tired. I don't feel like doing no show. I'm tired. But I'm going to do it, though, because, you know, y'all be out here, and you be on the back lines, and y'all be talking all day. I tried to get me some
what's
rest.
Going on,
man? What else?
We open up.
What up? Go ahead, Rich. You got the show. Go ahead. Rich, you need to get a better phone. I don't know why y'all all get on one phone. See, y'all don't realize when everybody stack up on one phone, it don't sound good.
Oh, well, shit, I don't know. I guess, you know, I don't know, but, man,
Now you sound good now. Stay right there. Don't move, Rich. Don't move. Oh, he done started messing up. Don't move, Rich. Stay right there where you are.
Quiet around this motherfucker. And he got quiet around here since that race getting close.
Hey, dog, I got
a little pole on. No, I ain't going to do that. But look, why so quiet around here? What these boys getting ready? Is they getting ready?
What you say that's all getting bubble gut?
They might be looking for somewhere to hide. Ain't nowhere to hide, man. They've been talking to
you
all night. 484. 484. I ain't heard shit out of them 484 boys.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, it was 484. Yeah, man. I don't know, though. I don't know what them boys doing, man. What's going on?
Ain't you got a 484 with?
Oh, shit.
We ain't heard nothing out of you either then to the day.
You ain't heard nothing out of, what you mean you ain't heard nothing out of me?
Yeah, what you trying to say?
I'm glad you came on, but see, real truth, you ain't been hearing me running my fucking mouth.
I'll slap you, boy.
I'll stick my foot in your mouth.
Damn.
I'm back. What I missed.
Hey, so Pipe, the man came on and said that I got a 484 and this and that, right? But look, Wheelchair, I don't be on this motherfucker boasting and bragging. 484 I got 484 that. Motherfucking 5 inch this, motherfucker. All that, you know, I ain't been over boasting and bragging.
Mm-hmm.
I lock my race in and stay out the way. But I'm just saying, we ain't heard nothing. From none of them boys.
Quick, man, you talked about it. The closer it get to the date, the quieter the phone going to start.
Get quiet. But, and you know what? I ain't saying nothing wrong with that because people probably getting their cars ready, people getting prepared, people getting all this shit in order. Because that's what I've been doing. I've been, you know what I'm saying? I've been slowly putting shit in the trailer that I need, this and that. I'm getting ready. You know, it's just another day in office for us.
Oh yeah,
we doing what we know, you know. It's just typical,
yeah,
you know.
General maintenance.
And shit. Yeah. I can tell you, a couple nights, and a couple weekends, it'll be over. It's gonna be time to go to bed.
Who else you have coming to Bible Call Raid?
Hold on, we're traveling.
Q, kid, you can talk. You can talk, kid.
Yeah, man. Like I said, it should be a hell of a turnout. God damn it, because there won't be no weeds and bushes and shit falling behind because, you know, the weather ain't really broke yet. So mm-hmm. they can't hide behind the bushes and shit. So they will be seen.
Yeah, you got a point there, kid. We're going to find out. I hear people trying to get oil pressure, and somebody thought they had oil pressure, but they didn't, so they had to go back and change their mind about their talk they was talking, but...
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Open mic, open mic. We're looking for a host for the show. Open mic night tonight. Free for all, open mic. Anybody want to come on here, come on. At least do it for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, do something.
I want right down on your ass.
Shut up, Pike. No, listen, you can't even disguise your voice. He would have done the savage voice. Try that ugly woman you sleep with every night.
Damn.
Oh, Lord, I'm done.
I sleep with your dog.
If you get off, I sleep with you.
You better be safe. Well, you know, everybody wants to. I mean, I'm not raising no more. I'm not raising y'all. Why everybody wants to disguise their voice? That's some gay shit. Disguise your voice. If you're looking for me, man, come on. You think I'm a blue waffle? Hit the one button to take your hand down, blue waffle. What kid? What they scared of me for? That's some gay shit for a girls race. For be a tough ass girls race. They gotta disguise their voice and try to run a joker like me. I'm the gatekeeper. I'm the slowest man in the race.
Whole lot of capping on this.
Hey, 250 shots say he wanted to run you too, dog. 250 shots. 250 shots say he wanted to run you.
Come on, man. Don't bring that man's name up to me, please. Please don't bring that man's name up to me. I ain't got no talk for that man.
No, okay.
And look here, man. I don't want to mute your phone, but either get the dick out your mouth or start talking so I can hear you.
Oh, man, not the Johnsonville.
I mean, your old lady's supposed to be the one fucking dick, not you. You got dick on your woman.
Lord, how much? Nuts on the chin. Nuts on the chin.
Yeah. Little lady, he got dick hung up in his throat. His throat got his dick over there tickling his throat, man. Come on, man.
I'm going to put it up your back. Where you like to bend and limp, I'm going to put it up your back, boy. Let you ride the white horse.
At least you got hair pulled out your mouth. At least you're talking a little better now. You got hair pulled out your mouth.
With a dog,
what you want to do with a dog? Ain't nobody on there. Don't come for me. I'm not locking nobody else in. If Kate beat me, I'll be through racing for another month. I get paid once a month. If Kate beat me and I pay him, I'll be through for a month. So don't even worry about trying to run me. I ain't have no money. I'm dead broke. My man, Jeff, you know Jeff Trigger Man, daddy told me, I have plenty of money to maintain, kid, but I ain't going to have a damn quarter to entertain. I won't have a quarter to entertain.
Right.
Yeah. A girl tell me she gonna give it to me free if I just give some gas money to get over here. I'm gonna tell her, baby, you better go get your can of poker beans and start farting if you want some gas. I can't hear you. I'm gonna be dead.
Hello, hey dog, do Boss Bo be coming to Tennessee, man?
Boss locked in with
He locked me in with Jesse James.
Yeah, he locked me in with Jesse James.
Okay.
Yeah, he locked me in with Jesse James.
Okay.
Yeah, he locked me in.
Okay.
I was
just one.
Oh, yeah. I was just one.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be there, so I won't be the only jackass there.
Oh, man.
Mm.
Nah, dog, you ain't no jackass for taking. You ain't no jackass. See, that's why I try to tell a lot of people when they say that I did all this shit in Darlington. But you ain't no jackass for taking a grudge race that you took under. You took that grudge race under not under pressures, like, but under argument. When you a real grudge race, the argument will get a race locked in.
Yes, sir.
We didn't understand it. Yeah. Nah, that's all that was. That was just an argument. It got heated. Dog didn't want to bag down. Tate wasn't bagging down. Tate was for real and dog was for real. And it got locked in. It wasn't no two fake motherfuckers.
Thank you, Whit. That's real about racing, man.
I'm saying about racing. These motherfuckers, two motherfuckers here, is going to show up and give the fans what they paid their money for.
That's what I be trying to tell you.
When a fan come in there and pay his money, he come in there to pay to see a motherfucker race. He ain't come to see all this and that and all that. No, y'all, you ain't did nothing but a heated argument, and it got a race locked in. That's it. It happened all the fucking time. Just this time, it happened with two different caliber cars. There you go.
And he was messing with a joker like me. Messing with a joker like me, you can probably get there because you know me. You know I ain't finna back down. Not funny.
Dog, just like I tell a motherfucker my worldwide call now, I would run anybody in the world in Holly Springs straight off the trailer for $3,000. I don't give a fuck who you is or what you got. Now, that's my worldwide call. This is me with dogs. I believe dogs will run any motherfucker in the world for $1,500 to $2,000, man. That's just my opinion.
That's my opinion.
Dogs will run any motherfucker in the world for a couple thousand dollars, $1,500, $2,000. I don't give a fuck who it is. That's just my opinion. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I ain't gonna agree with you on that. I'm gonna stop you right there. I'm not gonna agree with you on that.
When dog ran my cousin jump mouth, dog ain't gonna bet the two hundred to five hundred. Hold on, that was then. This is now. Get whoever you talking about, your cousin, your uncle, or your faggot ass uncle on the phone, and I'll lock him in for them $1,500 or $2,000.
He just in the back.
That was then. This is now.
When I talk to him in the morning, and trust me, you will be getting called by 7 o'clock.
Look here, like I told you, if you look in the rule book on page number one, it's 1A. Number one is if you ain't got no hard pressure, shut the fuck up. And if you got to call another motherfucker to see if he got an hard pressure, see who we want to run, that means shut the fuck up.
He got a hard pressure.
If you came out there, don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to no motherfucker that's got to call another motherfucker to call another motherfucker to see this motherfucker run. If you can't lock in, shut the fuck up talking to me.
Watch this now. Watch him run. Watch dog run for me. 105 off the trailer. Starts there Sunday.
I don't run for five, bitch nigga.
I said 105, bitch ass nigga. You a $200 man. You a $200 to $500 nigga.
Hey man, look here. Go fuck your bitch, nigga. Who am I talking to? I don't even know when the fuck you is, bitch nigga.
Let me get out of this motherfucker.
Man, come on, man, get it. Man, I don't want to talk to that imitation ass nigga. Hold up. That's too good. Hold up. If it's 250, I lock that bitch nigga in for any fucking thing he want to run for. Pussy ass nigga, I lock that hoe ass nigga in for anything he want to run for. But do me a favor, let him understand how we do this shit over here. He don't just keep fucking talking when we trying to get a lock in. I lock 250 bunk bitch ass in for anything he want to fucking run to, up to 20 fucking thousand. Now I'm going to open back up and see what the fuck he want to do, faggot bitch nigga. Now, come on.
Lord, how much?
I told him don't fuck with you.
Come on. I'll run that bitch nigga for anything he want to run for up to 20,000. Anything he want to run for, punk motherfucker. I told you don't get that weak bitch over here on my show. That weak-ass, imitation-ass, wannabe-known-ass nigga.
Yeah.
That pussy-ass
motherfucker.
Not an imitation.
Yeah,
pussy-ass nigga. Go, tell me, go somebody and keep sucking the dick he been sucking on. Pussy-ass nigga.
Damn.
You don't even want to talk to no imitation-ass motherfucker like that. What you talking about? Can't just anybody talk to me. Can't just know any motherfucking body talk to me. And he one of the motherfuckers that's a nobody to me. That motherfucker come out here with a jet plane, kid. If I got a tricycle, I'd run that pussy nigga.
Damn.
What the fuck are you going to get a motherfucker like 250 over here on my... Tell that motherfucker to stay over there in the goddamn cotton field where he was born at, faggot bitch. Y'all done got me out of character already, man. I said I was trying to do better. Y'all done got me out of fucking character already. Excuse me, Lord. I mean, I got to go in and... Yeah, man, they got me out of character already, man. We just told y'all nothing about me. He ain't out about me.
Yeah, I told him. I said, man, stupid, you don't want to go over and fuck with no Willie dog.
Oh, no. I wasn't talking about anything out there that he got in his stable. Any car in his stable, I'll run him. I'm giving any car in his stable.
I told him.
As long as it was in his stable.
I told
him.
Man, you don't want to fuck with no Willie
dog. You ain't lying, Witt. You ain't lying.
I told him the same thing you told him before he got on. I said, you's an invitation-ass nigga. And I said, morning show been getting invitation-ass niggas all morning. And that's what I said. Yeah, BET on there.
Damn,
we had BET on there. And they had a couple of invitation motherfuckers.
Oh, Lord.
And 250 shot, I wanted to come over to your show. And I said, you don't want to do that. You's an invitation-ass nigga, and you don't need to get over here playing with these folks.
I don't know if you're telling the truth, Whit, but you're telling the truth.
I'm telling the goddamn truth. Wheelchair, I told you.
Motherfucker, come on here and talk about these running. That motherfucker came. Somebody remember the last time that motherfucker ran on a goddamn rear track.
Imitation.
He's an invitation.
Yeah,
he's an invitation ass nigga.
Yeah, motherfucker there. Lord, you can't even put no Nutrasweet in there to sweeten that motherfucker up.
It's a bunch of them motherfuckers coming to buy the cold ray.
Come on, Whit.
Invitation nigga. Bunch of them motherfuckers coming.
Yeah, he come down to anything he got, motherfucker. He got a ray. Now, if I got to pour my, if I got to go sell my ass to run him, I'll do that to run his motherfucking ass. I go out there and sell my ass and run this motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
But them motherfuckers better be glad I'm old. They better be glad I'm old, man. Hey, back in the day, if I was like I was I'd slap the shit out of motherfucker for even coming to me with this bullshit. I'd slap a motherfucker.
Man, he been talking to you.
Imitation.
Yes, sir, man.
Lord, I'm
hey, dog, man, I understand what you're saying, dog. I feel you. I tell you, man.
I mean, you know, they're just like a motherfucker. They're like a motherfucker rolling up on you with a tricycle and say he want to try shawty off the trailer. On the bicycle. Come on, man. Man, if you don't get the hell out of him,
he
man,
goddamn it. 250 shots, stop it, man. Please, man. People serious, man. Some big shit going on.
They done fooled it. You know, he good to be on the back line and talk shit just to keep shit lively, but when it's real shit, man, let that man stop. Keep that man on the goddamn phone, man.
Yeah, get the phone. Yeah, get him out of here.
He ain't got nothing to do with a couple of laughs or something. Get him on. But when it's real shit, man, don't bring that man around here with that bullshit, man.
Yeah, right. We got Tennessee Madness coming up, though. I got that.
Yeah.
I got that.
Uh-huh.
Why this race so goddamn big, man?
Well, I asked that question already.
All over the country. That's a bad motherfucker in him.
Yeah. Because Bobby Cole do the right thing. They said because Bobby Cole do the right thing.
Oh, okay. Well,
they just said
he do the right thing, man. When I heard Phil Shuler out his own mouth say he going to glue to the fucking laptop because he can't get over there. Because he got the boy I said, man, that's got to be a bad motherfucking goddamn shipping to go down.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? What they mean by Bobby Cole do the right thing? What that mean? You know, because you can say,
well, you know, Bobby Cole,
Bobby Cole can come on here and do just like
me and you do. We can cuss each other about it out. We can do this here, but we still going to do the right thing. A motherfucker needs some help. We're going to try to help him much as we can, and we're going to go ahead and try to go to your ass if we got a car to race. So when you got Bobby Cole will help anybody he can. And when you do that, you're going to get the support, man.
That's what you call doing the right thing. Okay, I'm just asking.
They want to know why I come to your race and it break my neck to come to your race and don't do it for some other people to break their neck. What I mean by that, because, you know, I usually have to drive them drive overnight to get to your race. But that's because they don't see you they didn't hear you on this radio and don't realize you got a heart too. You try to do what you can for old people or people that's in need, the children and shit. They don't see that shit. But I see it, though. They don't see it, though.
Right.
832, your mic on. Who's that? 832, your mic on. Who is that on 832? 832. Hey, we ain't got time to be bullshitting, Ray, if that's you. We ain't got time. We talking real. If you ain't talking real, shut the fuck up until we finish.
Man, get that horse dick out your mouth. We ain't playing.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Come on,
Whit. Get your bitch dick out your mouth.
Damn.
All right, Dre, hold on for a minute, Dre. Hold on. Me and Whit were talking some good stuff, though. But see, a lot of people don't see what some people do. That's why some people get support, you know. And like I said, sometimes they don't understand that you talk a lot of shit just like me, but they don't realize we do what we can to help anybody we can, man. They don't, you know, people don't, you know, some people don't see that, but I do.
But that's what I was trying to get people to understand. That's why they wonder why the race so big and people do so big. Because you said, you know, motherfuckers do the right thing, help the right people, and you know, things turn out to be big. You know what I'm saying? This one, you know, this big, girl. You know,
yeah, I'm gonna say they been talking about this motherfucker here since goddamn it December, man. Shit, they locking in races back in December and shit.
You
man.
Know, dog. Hey, dog. You know, I'm a firm believer now of this early promoting. I hate it. Shit, I'm gonna try this year.
But I mean, Bobby Cole race always kind of self-promoted itself.
Right,
just because you know most of the guys up north, it'd be their time just to start coming down, and so, you know, they
know,
we start
locking in for Bobby Cole race, like, in November and shit. You know, October and November and shit, December, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just hate early promoting, like, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with it, but just me. But, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I don't see nothing wrong with it, because you know why? Because everybody's talking about it. Everybody.
Well, let me put out a public service announcement right quick about these shows. Guys, when everybody keep calling me saying I cut you off, I got cut off, I'm telling you, whenever the show is over full, the least little glitch in your phone or the least little thing will cut you off. It ain't me cutting you off. It's just that when the show be over full, the thing, that's what I be trying to tell y'all. And stop texting me saying I cut you off. I ain't cut nobody off in so long I can't remember. It's just that it's your phone service. It's your phone service. If you got a glitch in your phone service and it bleep and the show over full, it's gonna knock you off. It ain't me. It ain't the show. It's just that you better get better phone service or better Wi-Fi, whatever you own. So stop texting me telling me the show cut you off. You cut your goddamn self off with that weak ass phone service you got. Come on, Whit.
Oh man.
I'm gonna bad move. I really don't wanna be on the show today. I told you we got open mics. Will somebody come and take this show, please? See? And then as soon as I hang it up, motherfucker holler, Don, why are you on the show? Then he gonna call me on the back line. Don't call me on the back line. I ain't talking. Motherfucker. I ain't talking.
Yeah, they need to come on the show and support the show, man.
I know it, man. I know it.
We need to know.
Don't get me in my bitch tennis. You know I got my bitch tennis in a minute.
Bobby Cole show, you know, the fans. Some of the fans come on and talk about coming to the show and
tell us what race you want to see. Where's that old fat ass Trigger League now?
Oh, man. Not the Trigger League.
She ain't been around
here.
Trigger League, where you at, baby? She told me she wanted to come down to Bobby Cole Ranch.
She need to come on down to Bobby Cole Ranch.
Now, you know damn well, Trigger League ain't left across the Florida line. She ain't finna come to Bobby Cole Ranch.
You said little ass, but that ass ain't little, that ass is big.
It just starts spreading. It done start spreading like that. Then your mama's ass.
Pull that ass.
Gotta have a big ass circle, kid. You gotta have a big ass circle to throw that ass.
Oh, man.
For Bobby Cole Ray.
Probably Friday afternoon.
We got one of the damn, I think it's twin. That you twin?
Yes, it is, dog. What's going on, fellas?
What you want? You proper talking ass motherfucker. Do y'all know twin? If y'all don't know twin, that's somebody about 7'2" and got a good being. He look rough as a motherfucker, but look how he talk. Talk proper and soft like a motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Talk like Mike Tyson.
With that full grown beard on.
What's going on, Whit? Hey, this question is for Whit and Kid. You guys are very important people in this grudge racing game. I just got to know, are y'all ever going to make your way to the DMV so we can meet besides being on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. I plan on making a trip over that way.
Yeah, I plan on trying to get up there.
Hey, Twin, now that's a good question, but Twin, let me explain it to him, then you can go from there. Twin, that's a damn good question. But see, what everybody don't realize when they be asking for people like Wit and Trigger Man, all that, y'all got to get something to make the motherfuckers want to come down there and whoop y'all ass. Y'all don't have nobody that want to come up there and whoop somebody's ass. You got to make something to want me to come get.
I do want to come up there and whoop Rick and Ricky Fox, I would like to come up there because they did come down here and race at my place and everything. But let me
say something about Ricky Fox and King Kong them twins. See, the thing about it, they supposed to come up, nobody up there really run them like they want to run for the money they run for, and they just like the boys from up north. They ain't got no choice but to come to us.
Yeah.
Now, if they came down here and beat the fuck out of us and know how to agitate us to get a motherfucker to want to come up there, then that's how you get motherfuckers to come to your house then, see. That's how you get them to come to your house.
Like Ricky done drawed on us when he coming down here. He already has the races locked in. Ricky done already drawed on us and everything.
That's how you get a motherfucker to come to your house, though. That's how you get a twin.
Come down here and talk shit to him, like we just said,
you ain't got no choice but to come out here. Cause, see, you slap a real motherfucker the right way. If you slap a real motherfucker the right way, he going to come back. He going to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll come to you now. He'll come to you and try to get his lips back now if you think he can win. He'll come to you. You go there right now. Y'all come out, Charlie won't leave the goddamn in the hardest fight. He don't want to. Y'all come down there and he snap the fuck out y'all. So what the fuck am I leave for?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I don't blame.
Yeah.
I ain't leaving either.
That's why I was trying to explain. Shit. Everybody going where it's better for them. You know what I'm saying? Where you can do a turnaround where you ain't got to get the rooms for 3-4 nights, you know what I'm saying? Gas expensive, so everybody trying to go on. But it is one of the places we want to go, you know what I'm saying?
What happened to Salt and Pepper? Are they still running?
Salt and Pepper's still around.
I think I did tell motherfuckers, They're the kind of motherfuckers that can make a bitch want to come up there and run them. Because, see, when they whoop somebody's ass, they talk shit. See, a motherfucker can take an ass whooping as long as you don't fuck with it. But when you slap the shit out of a motherfucker and then you talk shit to him, you make him want to come back if he ain't scared. And that's how you get a motherfucker to come to you now. That's how you get a motherfucker to come to you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we're going to try to make our rounds again, man. Shit getting better. Manpower,
yeah.
That twin is the main factor. Manpower. We don't have the manpower we used to have. You know what I'm saying? But everybody's starting to come back around and kind of surface back around us, coming back to the shop, the guys that we used to have, helping us. They're starting to come back around and asking, hey, man, we want to go back racing. You know what I'm saying? So that was our main factor, manpower. Somebody driving the car, helping with the car, and all this stuff, all those miles on the road and stuff. So I think everything's starting to surface back around since this COVID then died down, and we'll be able to get over that way pretty soon. Sooner than later. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Good report, man.
But manpower is a big factor around here with this racing.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Now, Whit,
I heard you
the other day said you wanted to go to the track with your son, but you was tired. Well, Whit, now. A lot of people don't understand what tired mean, though. But, Whit, if you were tired, what gave you the energy to get up and go ahead and do it, though? I know cause if you like me, you be tired the motherfucker, but once you get started, you can go ahead and do it. What's your motivation to go ahead and do it, Whit? Because I heard you said you was tired, but your son wanted to make a couple of hits.
Yeah, I was tired because I stayed up that night and partied and hung out with the guys and everything. But his motivation, when he woke up, he's like, Daddy, you ain't got to Because I was going to have to go get my big trailer and all these days. You ain't got to go get your trailer. My brother, we're going to use my brother's truck. I got my own open trailer, you know, and this and that. We'll bring the car down there. All you got to do is come down there, this and that, and all that. That's cool. That's cool. When you said that and did that, I told him, y'all go get the trailer, come by the shop, get the scraps, and y'all go get the car because we had the car over there at Memphis 10. It was fixing a little header leak on it. Shit, they went and picked the car up. They met me at the track. Man, he did good, made some good laps. And, you know,
well,
I appreciate all the guys that came out and helped us.
I'm enjoying
racing with that man. I can see how big country feel. And country them doing it on a big level, big level.
Yeah.
But just a small level, and me and him racing, I'm really enjoying it, man. I'm really enjoying it. I ain't going to lie to you. Yeah.
Well, since
I was nervous
with
all this shit at first.
Yeah, we want to send some birthday wishes out to Bobby Cole's son, Duran. It's his birthday today. We want to have a birthday to Duran.
Little Memphis Gangster. Little Memphis Gangster.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And Big Jack Green. Jack Green birthday, too. Happy birthday to Jack Green, too. Him and Duran birthday today.
Yeah. Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Hold on. I got somebody else.
Yeah. I have a birthday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got some more with them boys, them cold boys.
Hey, here come Drake Nephew. Drake Nephew. Anybody care who Drake Nephew is for? I'm going to give you $20. Anybody can tell me who great nephew is before I'm gonna give you $20. Anybody want to take a chance at it? You don't want to take no chance at it? I'm gonna give you $20. Anybody tell me before I'm. All right, I'm finna open it up. Come on, baby boy. No, baby boy.
Oh Lord, that must.
Hey, Whit.
Yo,
Whit.
The kid of boy said it. The kid of boy text me, baby
boy.
God.
Baby boy.
Hey, Whit.
What up, baby boy? What up, baby boy?
Listen, if I see your hair crooked again, motherfucker, I'm going to straighten it out for you. You motherfucker, you stinking dog.
You said what?
If I see your finger crooked, I'm going to straighten the motherfucker out for you. How about that? You like that? Damn, I can't fuck with my man.
All right, we finna get another message born in. 1400-601, come on in there. 601-1400, come on in there.
Man, I was trying to get that goddamn $20, dog. Goddamn.
You want us that baby boy now. You know damn well you want us that baby boy.
Fine
thinks he too good to come over here. He wanna run the back line. You know, fine, you know, you have to. Fuck man, pussy motherfucker.
Mm.
I like that, dog.
Yeah. Mine ain't nothing but a motherfucker and another dick sucker. That's all he is.
Damn.
Pussy fat motherfucker. Hey, you're too late. I didn't see the text. I thought I said baby boy. So you don't win, Devon.
Hey, dog. Yeah. They tow fat ass up this morning, boy. Oh, wait. You know, fat, my man. I like fat. Fat keep a lot of bull crap going on. But the thing is about it, he got his tail toe up today.
Fowler, bad motherfucker. He just tried to overdo it, though. He just tried to put too much sugar on it. Fine, a bad motherfucker. He just overdo shit. That's all.
What you said, baby boy? No, he found a good dude, but he got his tail toe up today. Ooh, Lord have mercy, man. God, good. Man, I was laughing so hard, my heart was hurting, man. Do you know how to...
Hey, baby.
I'm going to stay out of there. I'm going to stay out of there.
The shit on the morning show ain't for you to bring them tail here, motherfucker, man.
Okay,
Joe.
Secret.
Shut up, Flop. Let him tell it. Come on, baby. Fuck Flop.
No, they already have enough motherfuckers sneaking on and shit.
Nope, I'm not. I'm listening to Flop. I'm gonna stay on my motherfucking lane. Yep, you Flop, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Hello?
Hey, Flop.
Yo, what up?
Like the guys on the morning show. I know
you're gonna clear your lane, cause you said you told a motherfucker up. You better get your ass to him. Watch this.
Hey, Wick.
That old
drunk motherfucker was on here talking about you smashed your fang in the door and he gonna straighten it out.
Oh man.
I don't know why
man,
he won't come
man,
on here and tell you what he said.
I ain't never said no shit like that, nigga. You lying.
Are you saying
what you say then? I don't need one right now.
No.
Fair enough, man. Threat,
what kind?
The band is back together. They got Tide and Flop. And who else y'all got? What Mad Man thinking
ass is? And no construction.
Hey, dog.
No.
Hey, dog. You talking about I don't be on. I just be sitting back like you do. I listen to the show. I just sit back.
I know, I be seeing you. I just had to drive your ass out of here. I'm telling you, man, it's over, Mike. I need somebody to help me out of here, man. I'm tired of these shows, man. These shows don't want me to fuck out, man. Fuck these shows, man.
Well, tell baby to pop over that Corona and run the show.
Well,
oh, man.
Baby talk more than skin, man. Only thing is, Ken know what the fuck he be talking about. Baby don't know what the fuck he be talking about. Baby just be talking.
A lot of motherfuckers can't run the board. A lot of motherfuckers can't read. Tell a motherfucker who can't read or not. Now tell me that.
God damn.
Man.
Fuck them people up.
Yeah. All right, who that snowing now? Now, hey, I made a star out of Ricky Stanbury. I made a star out of goddamn it, Boss Bands. I made a star, and they went over there on goddamn chemo show and made a star over there. Ricky, bring your star ass on there. I'm glad Kid took your fucking job, you cock-eyed son of a bitch.
Damn. Look, I've been trying for 2 days to get on the show. I call in at 5:01, and the show already full. I finally get on El Mike's phone, but he's like the number 42 person in line on wheelchair phone last night. I couldn't even hear what you were saying. I was so far down.
If you call in at 5:01 and it's 6:01 on him, you 16 minutes late, motherfucker. You should have.
No, we ain't talking no traitors, though. We ain't talking no traitors.
That's right.
His damn traitor. Yeah, went over there. Oh, that dry season like a motherfucker on chemo them show. Motherfucker, I feel it myself. I feel it
Ricky. Well, Mac run me off the morning show. So, I mean. You know,
again?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't deal with that, man. I cannot deal with that, man, dog. So I just can't.
Mac a bad motherfucker, man. What Mac going to do to you now, Ricky?
Why you ain't locking me in, Ricky?
He harasses me all the time.
Oh, Ricky, now you ain't no little bitty motherfucker. How you letting a motherfucker your size harass you, man?
Well, he told me he wore a 4XL T-shirt. I only wear a double XL T-shirt, so that
means he got on pipe shirt. Pipe should be wearing that shit instead of that goddamn medium he be wearing. Pipe you there, goddamn it!
Now, I don't think that's funny at all.
Cut his shirt off. But they be cutting his shirt off, be cutting his stomach and everything because it's so damn tight.
I don't know about all that.
I'm trying to tell you, man. That man wears medium, man. You should be wearing a 4X.
Thank you. I don't know who all laughing. So who all laughing? Let me know who laughs. Or whoever laughs, they're going to be laughing.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. They go mad, man. Roll one up, man.
No construction.
I said that shit ain't funny.
That ain't
me. Who else that sound like they got a motherfucking dick in their mouth laughing? Who's that then?
Baby.
Oh, man. Oh, come on, Flop.
Damn, you wrong this time, Flop.
You wrong this time. Pipe said that shit ain't funny, dog.
Yeah, I know that old man. Ain't nobody in the world that sound like that motherfucker in the world. Shit, I know that old man.
Yeah, it is, dog.
Who that, Flop?
Yeah, I got a wannabe running around out there, dog. Sounds just like it.
No, can't fool me. When you OG baby left, and I call you. You talking about that one, baby? Baby ain't that damn smart to ever take nobody.
Oh man.
I had to come off mute.
I just thought about it. Hold on. Y'all tell me if I'm wrong. Baby boy is Q daddy. That's who that is. Baby boy Q daddy, man. Sounds like a motherfucker. Shit. Well, y'all, we were just running out of mouth. We ain't got shit to talk about. At least I don't. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I'm going to tell y'all. I ain't thinking about no fucking show today. I really didn't want to have no show today. But, you know, we got to have a press show to keep y'all heathens in
there. I know that when you open up Baby Boy, Mike and Dre, Mike. I know that then.
Oh, come on, man. You gonna talk about baby like that, man?
Yep, I heard you call my name. I said, yeah, dog, don't want to do no show with
me. Let me see what my brother talking about. Oh shit, man, come on, man. Anybody, who stay close to Brother D? Anybody up there stay close to Brother D? He talking about a bunch of people coming to goddamn Memphis to see Lowrider make a pass. Dedicated, Bobby ain't have nobody in that business. If anybody stay close to Brother D, go do a health and welfare check on him and see if he's all right. Him and goddamn it, him and Big Eddie, them two motherfuckers there, them some shit ain't gonna never read. They're gonna be they're the same boat with chemo, damn near the same boat with
oh,
chemo.
Oh man.
They ain't never coming out. Uh-oh, I'm getting another check. Uh-oh, let me see. It might be getting a check from him too. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's about it. Man, y'all, I'm going to send this to Kid. Yep, that's about it. Kid, I'm finished. Low rider did make a pass. Come on, mister, with that bullshit, mister. Come on, son. That's my cell phone. Somebody, he did make it. Come on, mister, with that bullshit, mister. Come on, man. That damn mister talking about that damn low rider did make a pass. Hey, shit. Kid, look at your phone I just sent you if it came through, kid. That's about chemo, low rider, mudbone, Tim House, Lil Tony. Don't y'all start maybe talking about the guys up north, man. Come on, don't y'all do that tonight, man. Don't do that tonight. he said, low rider did make a pass away. Damn. I didn't see the second part of that shit.
Damn, that looks like a graveyard, dog.
Come on. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Hey, man, we got a full show still. Everybody waiting for us to start some shit, man. Y'all, hey, we still there. It's going to be some start some shit down. Let me see here. So they got the same bucket. Now, the old Jack, just, they said they was retired. The old Jack said they retired. They ain't said they was coming out and just ain't come out. They did retire. No, the old Jack is legitimate. The old Jack is legitimate. We talking mm-hmm. about the motherfucker that been, we talking about the motherfucker that said they been coming out and they ain't came out and goddamn it. Oh, I forgot. Let me go on and get some shit started, you know. Chef Lee, too. Chef Lee is the only motherfucker in the paint shop, goddamn it. He going to have so much pain on his goddamn car, he's going to be overweight.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I got to get out. Got to get Chef Lee. Chef Lee don't want somebody to come over here and cuss me out. Everybody else, he just lay back and won't cuss me out. I think Chef Lee and Lil Tony, I think they're in the same paint shop. Yeah. Lowrider is in the same damn chassis shop that Tim House is getting them rocks out of his motor. In the same chassis shop.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Real talk, bro.
Yeah.
Real talk, bro. You gonna stop getting on the North people, man, on the real. You got us getting hard, man. You getting out of hand, man.
Hey, baby. If you don't like it, faggot motherfucker. If your bitch ass
damn.
Don't like it, do something about it. Punk motherfucker, do something about it.
I see you in a while. You ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah, do something about it, little faggot motherfucker. Do something about it, bitch. You my size, little nigga. Do something about it, nigga. I do you.
Lord have mercy.
Motherfucker.
Hey, now, baby, you coming to Memphis?
Yeah.
I put you in the 7:30 slot.
You say what? Baby boy, you said something about my finger. You said something about my finger, baby boy.
Yep. Yep, he did. He showed it.
Hey, baby boy. Hey, baby boy, I'll stick my motherfucking finger in your mouth when I see you, boy.
Damn.
I'll stick my motherfucking finger in your goddamn mouth.
You
ain't going to do a motherfucking thing but say hello. That's it. That's all.
Lord, how
damn.
Stick my goddamn finger
in your mouth. You might have two ass looking coming on you, man.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody in Chicago going to move for you.
Ain't nobody.
So you think you're going to get some help? You are not getting no help.
You ain't got to worry about it, motherfucker. I'm going by myself any motherfucker way. I'm going to lay in my casket by myself. Punk, who the fuck
motherfucker.
That sounds like a 7 o'clock slot.
Yeah, I'm done, man. 7:30.
I'll try to put dog in baby in the 7:30 slot.
Anybody in Chicago know Kenny Hogan? Anybody in Chicago know Kenny Hogan? Go by there and wake him up and tell him that he got Bubba D car out there. He told me he got Bubba D car out there in the garage. Go wake him up so he can go out there and finish Bubba D car. He forgot it was out there.
Oh, man. Not Kenny Hogan, it's Johnny Ed. Lord, have mercy.
I got a fucked up finger, too.
Yeah, you got a motorcycle. Baby got a motorcycle. Baby got a motorcycle. Ain't nobody ever seen you, too.
Oh,
no,
man.
The pussy motherfucker gonna sit up there and say, I can't say nothing about this thing. I got a fucked up finger, too. We're in the same fucking boat. Fuck you.
What about that
invisible
motorcycle you got?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm still trying to water
to that old style motherfucker, boy. No, if a motherfucker know me, they know I got bikes. So it's not a problem. I'm fucking with Wick, and Wick gonna got that talking about he's gonna stick.
We
want to
know about that motherfucking invisible motorcycle you got.
Yeah, he's going to stick his finger in your mouth.
But,
yeah. Hey, dog, you got off a pipe. Pipe said that shit ain't funny. You got your ass on off a pipe.
hey, man, I only speak the fucking truth.
Damn.
Damn, Wheelchair must be in a bad area. I'm calling the phone. That bitch won't even ring. Damn. That way he fell off to somebody's in a bad area. Big head bastard. Wheelchair.
I appreciate that, dog.
Yeah. Wheelchair probably been asleep by now. He must have got some pussy today or something. Hey, man, we all got that background noise. Mute your phone, all that static back there with all that goddamn static and clicking and shit back there. 832-3731. Come
that
on. That's
putting on a shirt.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, dog.
Hey. Hey. Yo.
Can you hear me? Hey, who's
yes,
the one that
I can hear.
BET, dog.
Huh? So
who looked the best out of Dre and BET?
Now, that's a hell of a goddamn question, isn't it? I can't answer that much. That motherfucker answer that motherfucking question, they're gonna get a prize. Whoever can answer that gonna get a prize. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, whoever on the speakerphone, man, with all the noise, I don't want to go find you, but mute your phone or something, man. You're making the show sound like shit, man. Damn. Let me go and find the motherfucker. You know, I might ask you to check your phone.
Yeah, go find it and hang his ass up, dog. Go find it and hang his ass
up.
Box,
mm-hmm. Box the damn number.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they didn't stop now. They didn't find it now. They finally found it. Okay. Thank you. Damn, I don't know why.
Yeah, because they don't want to get hung up.
Put the phone on you. Yeah, I was going to get them that time because I asked them 3 times. But see, sometimes they don't know, so they be having motherfuckers on the line and don't know how to take care. Yeah, you know, like Madman said, we got structure over here a little bit. We got a little structure over here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because you got a thing now, dog. A lot of these dudes over there are illiterate. You know what I'm saying? They illiterate. I got them being flop. I use the big word, Ben.
Yeah, I think that's some shit. Flop must have taught you that, motherfucker. There. No, you didn't understand that shit. Illiterate. Shit.
Yeah, flop been teaching me.
Uh-oh, I'm getting a damn text from my damn brother. Let me find out if Hogan done got his car at the shop. Yeah.
Oh, man.
For Hogan to get his... Ken Hogan got his goddamn car in the shop. Hey. He forgot. He got the mission and forgot it was in that motherfucker.
Hey, dog, how your son Selma Tony doing? How your son Selma Tony doing?
So Selma Tony in love, man. He started driving trucks. Him and his wife driving trucks now, man. He be on the goddamn road.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Selma Tony, he good. Oh, shit. He come Pazio, your mother home, boy. Y'all fucking that big ass dumbass old Pazio. What the fuck you want, homeboy?
I ain't want that on Ted Reed. That's some badass shirts he put out. I like that salty bit shirt he put out.
Oh, yeah, the shirt they got. Yeah. Rick here.
Yeah. We're gonna have plenty of them up at Memphis, so and everything, to make sure dogs got a damn cap or that motherfucker go nuts on.
Yeah. Think you're gonna take care of me. Think you're gonna make sure I got my hat.
Oh, I know. She already discussed it. She said I got four hats, four extra caps just for dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Them hats be the
That's a bad cover out there. They made some pretty shirts.
I said, fuck dog. But, you know.
No, Ricky, I know you ain't that nasty. I know Big always did that.
You got to go around, Ricky, and talk to Steven.
I want two shirts and a hat. I'll pay you at the track, okay?
Nephew!
What about Willie? I just had to use that. That's what he said he'd be telling people. I'll pay you at the track when I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe the kid just took me some questions about off the bitch. Yeah, why did you start getting why when you start getting your ass whooped, you get you should have them something when you were kicking ass?
Because well, it's a long story actually, but I was having
it ain't like you won't tell it, motherfucker. So spill the beans, motherfucker.
Okay, I was having one person design them and everything, but then we changed the color of the car, and then I got new pictures and sent to him, and then he sent it the artwork. I didn't like it, and then he kept going back and forth, and then just finally said, well, let's try this guy real quick, and this guy got on it and kind of knew exactly how we wanted it, and boom, got him, and so. Finally got the design we wanted.
So, okay.
I'll tell you what.
Rick, I ain't seen nobody had the quality hats y'all had. How come anybody else got them quality hats y'all got? Y'all got some good quality hats.
It's all in what you pay for as far as shirts and stuff. We get the really mm-hmm. good quality shirts and hoodies.
Not the yield, Dan.
That's why they cost a little more because they cost us a little more. And then the hats, of course, we get them really good hats, just like the Karma hats you already have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, when I got my shirts done, I looked at every T-shirt coming out there. And this place
they got them lightweight ones now, that you know that they heavy. They got them lightweight ones now.
Yeah, exactly. And their pictures look more realistic on that T-shirt than any other company.
Now, as quality go, Fazio, I didn't watch that motherfucker at least about 5 times, and you can't tell it's been, you know, normally you watch them a couple of times, they start fading or whatever. That motherfucker
mm-hmm.
looks just like a fantasy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that coating they put on them?
Got to get that Gildan T-shirt, man.
Yeah. I hope. We was at Orangeburg at that race and everything, and Uncle Sam was there and was so busy. But I want an Uncle Sam T-shirt, there's several more I want, but I think that's a good looking T-shirt. But I didn't get none. I hope
he got a good
one. And
it got on the front of it. I want you. He got a good looking shirt. Yeah, he got a good looking shirt. Yeah.
I want one of Pajo shirts and everything. I hope everybody has a bunch of shirts at Memphis.
Yeah. Hey, anybody in Chicago know Derrick Swoops? Y'all know anybody know Derrick Swoops? That's a man, boy.
No,
He transferred though. He had his big trailer. He needed somewhere to put his big trailer. I told him, bring it on by here. I'll take care of it. Bring it on by here. Derrick Swoops. Tate know him. Tate say he used to drive for him every now and then. Just go to show you how you help a brother out in this game anytime. This damn racing world is big and small.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go over there and kick Kenny Hogan's ass, though. And when they had Fairless
Smith,
Brother B. Carr there. Yeah. You know him, kid. You know Kenny Hogan?
Yep. Yeah, Johnny.
I'm going to go over there and kick his ass. He got the missioner. Then forgot Brother D. Carr there in the goddamn shed, man. You forgot.
Oh, man. Well, you know, Kenny Hogan right there by the river. He might be fishing or whatever. I don't know.
Shit. Yeah, Ricky, this is the shirt they need. Hold on. Somebody just sent me a shirt there. Don't be a softer bitch. Oh, okay. Let me send that to Ricky. Ricky's it looked real right, but somebody just – I think that was Rick. Oh, Ricky, that man got that on their shirt. Somebody else had that shirt. Ricky, are you there? Ricky?
Yeah.
Damn it. Somebody just sent me a shirt. So this is the shirt you need. I'm going to send you a picture of it. It's all regular up though. Don't be a softy bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got that lady with the salt. You know that salt thing with the lady with the salt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have heard on the shirt, but it don't say don't be a salty bitch, and that was one thing we was actually going to put on the back instead of salty bitch. It was going to be don't be a salty bitch too, but. Because of censorship and stuff like that and everything,
mm-hmm.
We just decided just to kind of keep it just salty and make sure it don't actually spell out bitch because, you
mm-hmm.
know, and stuff like that. And we're having kids' shirts made that says just salty B.
Mm-hmm.
So,
where you can basically wear it for the kids and in public, basically, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I heard you. I hear you. Well. What else going on, guys? Everybody still on the phone? And we got to give them something to listen to.
Damn Josh Lowe locking in every damn body. I'll say that.
Hey, Willie Dog.
Talk to him. That sounds like
Willie Dog.
Yeah, boss.
Hey, can you call Randy, 6 Mile Randy? I need to get a picture of the car I locked in his camp with at Bobby Colray.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm going to put it on.
You didn't talk James Black. Hold on, Fine on this. Fine need to do it. Where you at, Fine?
Yo.
Bobby, the picture.
Can you come
read
Bobby
Reed
doing the Young Money Racing? That name is called Jesse James.
Boss, they said that car supposed to be pretty tough. You didn't give it that. You went on locking in with pocket chain. You didn't even know the car. Shit.
Yeah, that's funny, man. Yeah, you need to run. You need to be running all.
Boss like me, though. Yeah, boss like me, though. Boss says shit is James Black. Some certain motherfuckers I don't respect. Boss don't give a fuck about James Black. Whatever he got, he don't give a fuck. That's basically what Boss was saying.
They say he's feeling.
Boss. There go James Black right there, boss.
Uh huh.
Man, don't tell me.
No, James, you got my phone number.
Huh?
No, James, you got my phone number.
What number?
I'll send it to him right now, boss.
My phone number.
Send it to him now, boss.
Yeah, send me a picture. Bobby wanted me to post the race on. Yeah, Bobby Cole wanted me to post the race on Facebook. So he told me, I told him to get a picture of your car, in my car.
Hey, James Black, you should have boss number now, Black. You should have his number.
Okay.
James, you got it?
Yeah. Yeah, don't get scared.
Okay, send me a picture tomorrow. I want to send a picture because I'm trying to advertise the race.
Okay.
No, I ain't trying to dump him. I just want to put it on Facebook. The race, you know, the two cars that gonna race each other. And I got everybody want to know what time. Everybody know what day and what time the funeral gonna be.
What time the funeral gonna be?
Hey, Black, if you want me to send it to him, I send him the picture if you want me to.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm gonna send it over to him.
Okay.
Appreciate it, boss.
You ain't got nothing to worry about, boss. Bond. It ain't nothing like pocket change. Goddamn it, I got steel.
Oh, man. Shit. We don't want to steal the car.
Yeah, it's steel. It's all steel, goddammit. You the one with the pop can on that motherfucker.
Pocket chain. You can't be pocket chain. See, I'm just a sparring partner. You can't be pocket chain. Don't jump on nobody else.
This pocket chain is last time with me. Put that motherfucker in the car.
Yeah, I know it. Pocket chain 3-0 with you already.
talk that talk. Mm-hmm.
3-0 right now. But right now, it's count 3-0 and counting. Pine said he's betting with you though, so me and Pine got a little side bet.
I'm finna come down there with you in South Carolina so we can test together. Damn, boss Bob.
No. You come out. What do y'all understand? Took one car.
Oh, man, we even looked them three times. Man, look, I blew the motor up.
I won that race.
And I paid him a punk out. That's all right.
I won that race,
okay,
and I won that.
So you right. So you know what? Punk out is a motherfucking win. I know it is. I knew it was.
Yeah, that's 3-0. That's 3-0. Okay, how you counting?
What you're telling me is even Mr. Boss buying punk out as a win?
Always have, mm-hmm. Always will. When it's time for somebody to put money in my pocket, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Y'all been out letting me hold Brother D-Mike up.
Hey, Willie Dog, what you better do is stay the fuck out of my way before I be drawn on your ass, too.
What you can do is suck this dick. You can let this dick tickle your tonsils.
Okay, you ain't got.
Hey, Black.
I'm available at 8:00, motherfucker. Lock the fuck in.
That means you can get the nuts in your mouth too.
Yeah, okay.
Hey Matt, James, me and your race 8:00, right? Friday, right?
Yeah, we Friday. I said Saturday, goddammit. I said Saturday.
What you
said
Saturday?
Y'all locked in Friday, boss.
And 8:00. Yeah,
like
Friday. That's what I thought. Friday 8:00.
Already be at the track. Don't try.
No, I need
to. Late and all that.
I still ain't got the picture yet, boss.
That's why he told Pine not to send it. He ain't gonna send it. Don't send it. Don't let him know, Black.
Uh-uh.
I gotta advertise the race, man. I got fans up there in Memphis, man. I'm gonna let them show you know.
We both got fans. All you gotta say is Mr. Black.
I got people coming from Chattanooga.
Jesse James.
I got people from Chattanooga.
I ain't even get to paint my car.
Boss, they got you in the crossfire, boss. They got you in the crossfire.
Man, I'm trying to advertise. I'm trying to advertise the race,
man.
Y'all thought James Black was a dumb motherfucker. He got there with a car. You locked the car in. You locked the car in. You don't know what kind of car it is, but you don't even know what kind of car it is.
Hey, dog.
No, he told me it was a great, it's a silver Monte Carlo. I don't care what it is. He's going to end up inside that.
Hey, dog, I told that motherfucker Black, I said, hey, he said, what up, Pine? I said, man, boss looking for you. Man,
you
don't tell me he's trying to, don't tell me he's trying to send me the payout, the punk out money. Y'all ain't locked in.
Man, go crazy.
Yeah, we did.
Man, go crazy.
We locked in at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, y'all locked in.
8 o'clock Friday.
Y'all like
8 o'clock Friday.
Jesse James versus Pocket.
8 o'clock Friday.
Y'all ain't lock in.
There you
y'all
go.
That's
all we're saying. Yes, sir. I don't give a fuck if you come with a goddamn 9:59. Goddamn it! You better have
damn
motherfucking pocket change or that water box.
Man, yeah, I'm gonna show you what this little old four. I'm show you what this little 434 gonna do. You seen it before? Black, you seen it before? You seen it before?
If you would have had a small block in there, I'd have ran your ass back with quarantine because I want a piece of you with quarantine.
Man, don't do that, man. Don't do that. Quarantine, no. Quarantine got one and one.
Lord.
8 o'clock.
Man, you show me a small block, and I'll run the quarantine dead up in your ass, boss.
You know we don't do that down here in the South. We don't show motors down here in the South. This ain't no class race.
You
going to think we at Carolina No Time. This is not a Carolina No Time race where you got to raise your hood.
I done got a little educated.
You see what trouble? You see what kind of trouble Jamie got in? You see what kind of trouble Jamie got in? Up in his hood. We don't live hoods down here. The grocery.
Hey, Tone.
Well, I'm coming with what I got enough with. Then I don't give a fuck about.
There
what
you go. There you go. Somebody get a man a pat on the back. Give him a pat on the back. Somebody.
Go to pull that shit out of trouble and put it in that motherfucker because you gonna need it.
I'm gonna have trouble up there too. Looking for action.
You fuck around and give me that goddamn one on one with trouble, I might go across your ass with Jesse with him too.
Man, don't do that. Don't do that, man. I told you about getting on this show drinking. You always love to drink again. Get on dog show. Get drunk and let me get on dog show. You always love to do that. I'm going to feel for looking and then I'm going to get on dog show, y'all. Let me get on dog show.
It sounds like I'm doing something right. I got goddamn fuck buying nervous right now, boy. He's taking it as damn
well. Yeah,
come
you on, know, he's nervous. All you got to do is say lock in on. I just lock in on that one and one.
Hey, James, I'm saying, y'all locked in. Jesse James versus Pocket Change.
Yes, at 8 o'clock.
I know that, but he's talking about he's gonna take. He's talking crazy now. Time he's gonna tell me he wanna take one and one from trouble. That's what he said. He said that. Actually said that, y'all. Mhm. So he
drunk,
man.
Nah, I'm thinking about it. I don't want them troubles right now. Nope.
That man drinking, man.
I ain't drinking. You look at me too wrong now.
And what other small block y'all bringing down here? The Bottle race. Fuck it, I'm going rampage
that's
now.
The
pocket
small block we get, that's the only small block we got, right? What you got for me? Make it right, I'll go across the ass. Guys.
Pocket change.
Man, pocket change ain't no small block. You ain't about to trick nobody.
I don't know what y'all be thinking about. Y'all think I got motor? I ain't got no motors like that.
Man,
in the
you
car.
Showed us last
what y'all think?
Putting a goddamn big block in pocket change. Now you got a small
I had this shit. I told y'all, I told that. I told y'all that to keep y'all off me.
Shit, oh, shit. Oh, shit. They playing chess and checkers together. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing poker.
I still ain't got a picture on my phone yet, y'all. I don't know a Pine. Waiting on a picture from Pine. We're picture from Black. I ain't got a picture yet, man.
I ain't asking you for no picture.
All you know is a Monte Carlo, or well, I can't even say Monte Carlo.
Oh, I've been, you know, I did. I did my investigation about 3 weeks ago. I've been had a picture. I just wanted to be courteous and let you give me one. You want me to put the one up there and send me already, or what? Get one for you.
No, I'm saying you got a picture of Jesse James. I thought Jesse James was a Mustang.
No, that's Jesse James from Texas. We're talking about Jesse James from Michigan.
Jesse James. Oh, I thought we No, I was just fucking with you. You put my picture up there. It sounds like I'm getting a free entrance or something, man. I got four races down there. You a Bobby Cole.
Yeah, I'm talking to Bobby. Hey, if you got four races locked in, you're supposed to get a free entrance. I ain't gonna even goddamn lie on that, man. Come on in, boss.
Jesse James.
That's right. You're supposed to come on in,
too,
boss.
You got oil pressure? Oh, this happened 2 weeks from Bobby Cole race. You ain't got no oil pressure now.
No, I didn't say that. I got two races already locked in. I said, I still got oil pressure, dumbass.
Oh, yeah, you do. You race the motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I'm for the rape tape, pussy bitch ass. Taylor, bitch. He a pussy.
Both of y'all pussies. I'm trying to go, baby. You come on, you get some. You still have some oil pressure. You come on, get some of this pussy, then. Goddamn it.
I like that tall black pussy. You a tall glass of water, baby. I like that tall pussy.
Get it, goddamn it. Bring you a lunch too, motherfucker. I don't want no love trouble.
I ain't planning on staying that long. Don't take me long to fuck. I don't get to try to bust and let him go.
As soon as I get on Tony Bynes, motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
Well, Tony Bynes, you might have been halfway tricked, Tony Bynes, with that old great Monte Carlo. With that Monte Carlo.
I ain't tricking. I can't trick
you. Hey, boss, send me a dollar. Send me a dollar, boss. I'll send you a picture of that bitch. Send me a dollar, boss.
You know Boss Biden already did his full investigation, man.
Nice-looking goddamn Carlo. That's a nice-looking motherfucker.
We talking about a motherfucker been racing for over 30 years, man. He done did a full investigation. See, you know, when your name start getting out here, before he ain't investigated about quarantine, he just thought I was a Rudy poop. Huh? I'm making him a little nervous now, huh?
Yeah, you got him a little shook up right now, yeah. He's trying to fool you, talking about he wanna goddamn it advertise with that. Trying to fool you with that bullshit.
Yeah, he tried to hit me with the okie doke. I ain't falling for a goddamn it, boss.
And find dumbass in the cinema picture. Send that motherfucker nothing. Send that motherfucker. Go to that game, bro.
He said when it's coming off and rolling off that trailer, he gonna know he fucked up right then.
Oh shit. So what
you got
a
434 in there? It's about that time to get that motherfucker 959 in there, goddammit. Better cause trouble.
Shit.
Need some help.
Oh shit. All right, somebody on that fucked up phone again, man. Y'all, we on that fucked up phone again, man. Yeah. On that old speakerphone, whatever. You're fucking up. Fucking this show up. Thank you. Yeah. Well, what we got going on here? I don't got James Black on this motherfucker. James Black, don't play the fucking radio, man.
Oh, that ain't me. I ain't got no radio.
No, I'm just saying. No, what I'm saying is, what I mean, you don't play, you lock a bitch in. That's what I mean, man. You don't understand that. You're still a young, you don't understand. I'm getting your props, man. You ain't like,
I ain't got no problem
talks.
With it, man. I like racing. Win or lose, but I said, Boss Biden, he made me bring a car I wasn't even going to bring.
I know. I don't know when y'all locked up. Yeah, I know.
That's how bad I want his ass. You heard you talking about
I'm getting a holy moly take. Let me see what I got here. Hey, B, you send me this shit one more motherfucking time. I'm gonna come find you, man.
Hey, Black, the boss get pictures?
No,
boss,
he ain't no small
boss. Get no
come on, y'all, all of my readers, y'all doing some gay shit with all this small block, gotta be all small block, all steel. Hell no, Tony ain't got no all steel, all glass, and ain't no goddamn small block. But goddamn, who cares, man? We want E.T. We don't want. Y'all need to stop picking. Some of these bad motherfuckers got that bad, buddy.
I don't give a
I know
fuck
you don't.
What he got.
I'm talking about my man, Alan Rodriguez. I know he was a bad motherfucker. He out there big. I ain't never know him to be. God damn, Alan. Shit, I thought you one of the bad motherfuckers. You over here big. Shit.
Damn, they send you shit across Alan. Your text board?
Yeah, man. But it's some motherfuckers that I have respect for, make me lose respect for them bigger and shit, man. I ain't big. They're a bitch in the world for nothing. If you know what a bitch got, you run him. You run the ET. If you don't think you can beat him, don't say nothing to the motherfucker. I ain't gonna. If you got a small block, if you got carbon fiber heads, if you got black ties, I don't give a fuck what you got. God damn it. Who over there playing them goddamn it, lining your goddamn it, the mop up and shit? Mute your phone, gay motherfucker. Goddamn it. Over there, goddamn it, mopping or some bullshit. Tickling and shit around here. Stupid motherfucker, you ain't talking on the phone. Get your bitch ass on mute. Faggot motherfucker.
You know
hope
what?
You don't like I said.
Make it so bad. I've been making Young Money look bad, man. They told me Boss Buying, I'm the only one in Young Money Boss Buying the beat. I gotta redeem us, man.
Yeah, you gotta point that Black. You ain't lying. But they used to run a train on Tony Bynum.
Yeah, and
he used
me,
run a
nobody
train on
but me and Young Money. Everybody else is Young Money.
Yeah.
He got a piece of that ass but me.
Yeah. Got a point there now. You making the North look bad now. Yeah. Got to redeem yourself on that. Only motherfucker. God damn it. Tony Bynum can't whoop nobody up North but you.
Yes, sir. Well, he really put himself in a good trick bag this time, God damn it.
So that was Jesse James. Is that Jesse James? Is it
now.
Tested? Are you tested or are you going to be ready to go? You tested or you got to get tested?
Shit, it ain't nothing else. We locked. We ain't paying no punk out.
Yeah, I know y'all locked, but I'm trying to settle.
If
it's a new car and you just think it's going to be fast because you think it's going to be fast, don't be like Leon. Because Leon bought him some, new valve springs. He thinks he's going to run. Leon thinks he's going to be fast just because he bought some new valve springs.
I understand.
Hey, Black. Leon bought some new valve springs. He think he's going to be fair because he bought some new valve springs.
Well, I mean, sometimes, you know, people promise people certain things, and then they have to learn promises ain't always to be kept. You know, I don't want to speak on Leon, you know. He all right.
You ain't got to speak on it. I'll speak on the motherfucker.
But I was trying to go across
the ass
too. He ain't got Young Money. He ain't got Young Money.
Brother D, doesn't take me a goddamn text by low ride up and hang his ass up. Let me see what he's talking about. Fuck, bro.
I'm going to go down there and test with Boss Bynum. Where he at? He's in South Carolina somewhere out of House of Hooks. That's where down the street from his house or something.
Yeah, that's where we all at.
I'm going to come on down there and test with him then. Fuck it.
No, I don't test with him, man. You be a laughing stock being. Don't test with him. This bitch right around with goddamn William look like. Brother D just sent me a damn picture. This bitch like he ride on him. I just sent it to you.
Waiting on the picture. We're gonna be waiting on that.
I just told you, Alan. James Black just told you the same shit.
You ain't getting one, motherfucker. You should have got it on the lock yet.
Yeah.
That was part of the lock.
Uh oh. What the hell? Richard got a goddamn a squirrel in a dumpster. What the fuck is he doing?
Hey, Tony Bynum.
He gone now. He couldn't trick you. He tried to trick
you. He said I was sweet. Well, he tried to trick me out of a picture. But it ain't going to work, buddy.
Tell Tony send me 1,000. I'll send a picture.
Good God almighty.
$1,000.
Don't tell me. They let James Black been racing 2 years. Come in and trick Tony. Tony been racing 72 years and let James Black trick him. Uh-oh. Damn, I got a few on me. Hi, Joe, you open? I didn't know you was open. 773-4387, you open? Shit, I wasn't even looking at the boat. Hold on. Somebody got another one. 773-4387, I had to close you back up. You got no one. If you didn't mean to open it up.
Hey, dog.
And Brother D just hit me. Yeah. Yeah, pal.
You right, yeah. I just went out there by that goddamn landscaping trailer wearing all that melon. I dropped out. So, like you said, it ain't the show. It's your signal. I had to hurry up and call.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I thought, tell you, see, when the show full, that means you can't move. If you ain't got no strong signal, any glitch in that bitch, you're going to fall off that something. Because the show overloaded you. Yeah. All right, Brother D, your mic open, D. Brother.
Dog, I damn sure thought you hung me up earlier, man.
No, I don't do that, man. You don't know what I ain't up. I'm going to tell you what I ain't up. I don't even do that, though.
I kind of know you don't hang nobody up, but that shit done, it happened 2 days in a row. I said, God damn, I almost had to clear somebody out there.
No, I'm trying to get you out of here. When the show was overloaded, any little bitch in your phone, you're gone. It'll hang you up because it's already overloaded.
Right, I called back about two or three times and got back in.
Yeah. See, if you get hung up and call right back, you probably can get your spot if ain't nobody hitting redial too fast on you. But it don't be me hanging you up.
Yeah.
And see, I get mad when somebody text me and tell me, Dolph, you hung me up. Now, they piss me off. If they just said, Dolph, I got hung up, could you get me back on? Then I might be more receptive to it. But when they text me and say, Dolph, you hung me up, I don't even answer them. Because I know I ain't hung shit up. Your goddamn phone hung yourself up. I be trying to get somebody them public service announcement. I'm a nasty motherfucker, but I'm really a sweetheart. I'm really a soft motherfucker. I just try to act tough.
You're going to get enough of picking on low riding, bro. Can you keep on?
Go wake Kitty up and tell him to finish your call. You forgot he was out here, D.
You gonna get
now? I know Kitty Hogan at your car. Now I know Kitty Hogan at your car.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right about that one. That's the same thing you're right about. But you just keep
goddamn Kitty Hogan
digging on over there, right here.
They never got in your car, you're not there. Oh, you got a car in the shed? No shit?
Yeah.
you ain't followed by chemo, I did. You ain't followed by chemo.
I'm on top of ground, chemo underground. I am
okay,
on top of
okay.
ground. Yeah, there's a difference in us, too. I haven't hit my final destination spot. You just keep on picking on the ride.
No, I saved my money. I had missed it in school the dry low rider, but by the time low rider get ready, missed is gonna be $500
fucking bucks. I got t-shirts and hats going on sale.
Oh no! We gotta get a hell of a discount on them motherfuckers, cause if it ain't hit the track man time, we gotta get a hell of a discount.
Just keep up the good work. That's what you do. Right here, my little right on surface.
I might come in there and get Big Eddie car. He told me to come in there and get Big Eddie car and get it on the road.
Keep up the good work.
Don't let Big Eddie be close enough.
That was seen today. Dude come around me and come around three or four more cars in the process of coming around me with no tie at all. True.
He got on the rim then. Yeah.
He was truly on the rim. I watched him drive a block and a half and then see him make a turn. I said, only in America can you see such things.
Yep, damn sure did it. He was riding around the rim, wasn't he?
Riding down the street, riding down a public street.
On the damn rim. Yeah, I loaded up and seen it. Yeah, I said, damn. Yeah, yeah.
Smoking a blunt and driving.
Oh, yeah. Nah, damn.
That nigga was smoking.
I don't even know he riding around the movie.
That nigga smoking a blunt and rolling. They didn't come by me with a throw at it. He flew. I was in my truck. I run about 35, 40 miles an hour. He flew past me. I'm like, what? I can't see nothing.
Wide open.
I cruise up to him at the light, and sure enough, it had no rim at all. Not at all, but not at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go out here. And
you just keep on having these shows. Having your last lowrider and brush TMX.
Man, it'll be the fall of next year, and you still be saying that same shit.
The fall of next year?
Right, I just forgot. You got that parachute. That was Mad Man Cousin, dude.
He was smoking that blood there. I can smell it when he passed.
That was Mad Man Cousin, man.
I can definitely smell him. I smelled him when he drove by me. Come by me with authority, and I smelled him. He was fumigating the air with it.
A Mad Man Cousin,
man. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, man. We ain't got
all my fans before I get out of here, dog. All my fans know there's a great possibility that the Rider Show just might be in Memphis.
Well, see, D, I'm going to tell you now, because you're like the man of the cloth, man. You don't want to come up with all them lies now. You come up with it. You supposed to be the man of the cloth. You can't come up with all them false promises. Them false promises. we got the Calvin Yoga dog on show with all them false prophets.
Hey Willie.
Yo, what up?
What up, Alonzo? Man, I don't know why this nigga keep lying, man. I don't know why.
Heard on this nigga here. Yeah,
all right, Brother D, you can't be on there. You can't be on there saying that anywhere now, Brother D.
Somebody say
you could have took your car to Kansas City, Canada, been out by now.
This is true. I have to admit, this is
true. Oh, wow. I got a text. I ain't gonna tell you this text from, but you pretty smart. They said by the time Lowrider come out, I'll have grandkids.
Yeah, I know. All they gotta do is hold it hope.
Hold on, let me open Tim out, Michael. I thought Tim out was asleep. Let me open. What Tim out there? Tim out. What Tim out there?
Tim,
Lowrider.
That mud bone going first.
Hey, what the hell, Tim? Tim over there still talking. He ain't on show up on the boat. Tim out, mother. Okay, he must be on somebody else now. Yes, sir. Mister said he have damn grandkids by the time that car finished.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's bad when you got your own son talking about you.
All you got to do is hold on.
I put him out of damn school, man. I was wasting my money. Shit, that didn't.
Hey,
yeah, you know, I was getting in the trim.
Did he say grandkids or did he say great? Look at that again.
you got Dan's gonna be great. Oh, that's what that means, man. Yeah, great. Right, thank you, man.
Yeah, okay,
man. Damn, so big. I'm really fast. I'm really fast. Damn, so big. Thank
you,
man. Damn.
Who asked you for help, man?
Yeah.
What asked you for help?
Thank you, man. Yeah, he did. I'm really fast, man. How you know Brian never sent it to you, too?
Yeah.
No one asked for you to help, man. Mind your business, man. Mind your business. All up in my
business. Damn, bitch. You're going to be
I'll be 63 on my birthday, though.
You keep living. Remember by this day you never see me before? Well, you'll never catch me.
No. You don't catch up.
You can't catch me,
motherfucker. I've never seen anybody catch up yet.
Yeah.
Never seen it then. Another thing. That's what I hadn't seen.
Yeah. Hey, Pine. Y'all ain't got there, man. We ain't got nothing going on today. I told y'all. I ain't even got to start that today. Y'all made me cuss for no reason. I didn't even want to cuss today. Y'all had me cuss.
Yeah, ain't nobody else talking. Shit, we can get out the hang this mother
you should have
joker up.
That's right, man. All right, we finna get on out of y'all. Thank y'all for listening in. It wasn't no gossip today, so I'm sorry I ain't had no good juicy gossip for y'all today. Y'all be good and take care. Good night. All right, Brady. We